Yeah, bro.
What's up, you sexy motherfuckers? It's Mike Eshak, Public Yemeni number one. This podcast here is a repost since I'm on the road right now. This weekend I'll be in Arizona at JP's Comedy Club. If you guys are in Arizona, come on out. I'm there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I'll also be in Los Angeles doing my very first hour in Los Angeles, and I'm also recording it at the Haha Comedy Club June 2nd. I would love to see you guys there if you're in Los Angeles. All my tickets are at mikefromdetroit.com. And then also, I will be in Detroit for the first time headlining the Detroit House of Comedy in downtown Detroit. I'm very excited about this. Coming back home, looking to pack this baby out. So if you guys are in Detroit or anywhere in Michigan, come on out June 9th. And 10th, I'll be there. Also, if you're listening from anywhere in the world, I'm doing Nowhere Comedy, which is Stephen Hofstetter's comedy club that he created during the pandemic, which is an awesome comedy club that's all virtual. And I'll be able to perform in front of a giant screen. And if you have your Zoom camera on, I can see you and talk to you. It's going to be very cool. So if I haven't been to your town yet and you want to see my hour, nowherecomedy.com. The tickets are on my website, mikefromdetroit.com. That's happening May 27th at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And like I said, would love to see you guys there. Now, with this podcast here, this is a repost. Since I'm on the road, I don't have time to do another live podcast, but I will be doing one again next week. This one here is basically me inviting my porn star friend, Sylvia Sage, who's also a comedian, to sit down with a very young Gen Z kid that I met named Jordy Stroud. I met him at an open mic. And he's one of those Gen Z kids who jerks off to porn so freaking much that he doesn't hit on women. A lot of Gen Z kids have this problem where they grew up with porn and they don't have the energy or the need to want to hit on a woman. They satiate themselves with porn, which I think is terrible. You know, because I grew up at a time where we didn't have cell phones and we didn't have the ability to meet girls very easily from swiping on our phones. We actually had to go up to women, make ourselves vulnerable, talk to them, be charismatic, be nice, take them out on dates. And that seems to be like a lost art. So when I met Jordy at the open mic, he blew me away when he said that all he does is jerk off to porn and he doesn't talk to women. So I invited him on a podcast, just me and him by myself. I still couldn't get through to him. So then I ended up getting another podcast. This time, why not get this kid who's addicted to porn to sit down with a professional, beautiful porn star, also hilarious and extremely smart, Sylvia Sage. And it was an amazing podcast, and that's why I'm reposting it. Some of you might have already heard it before, but definitely listen to it again because it's a great podcast. And yeah. You know, we definitely sat down and tried to enlighten each other about porn and what it does to the male brain and how if you're going to use porn, don't use it as a crutch. Use it as something, you know, every once in a while to you young guys, because it's very important that we go out and be men. Make ourselves vulnerable to women. Go up and talk to them. You know, get shot down. It's a very important thing. It's a very important lesson in this world. Is to be able to accept rejection and not like lose your shit over it, right? Well, anyways, I hope you guys enjoy this repost of the podcast with porn star Sylvia Sage and open micer Jordy Stroud.
Public Yemeni number one.
Everyone has headphones because then that way it's like really easy to like listen. And what are you doing with your phone there?
Nothing.
No. Oh. I'm just saying, like, what?
Oh, the stand?
Yeah. What is? Okay.
This little thing, when you charge it, it's a motion sensor, and so when you have your phone in it, it like follows you around like the kitchen or whatever.
Oh, okay. That's cool. All right, okay. So I was wondering why you had it out here.
I tried to make a porn with it, and it was not successful though. So
you're just trying to see if it works with this?
It would be better if you were like making dinner or something and doing like slow motions, but then I was like trying to like
we need to use
quick motions. It was just like the camera was like, I don't know
how to. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Can you use the microphone so we can hear you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that better?
You can take the microphone since you guys have to share one microphone now. Guys, in the spirit of the podcast, we have a technical difficulty, obviously. So I have it every podcast. So.
Is this normal?
Yes, this is normal.
Okay, good.
This is a very normal thing for this podcast.
Okay, good.
Now the people who watch it demand it. They demand some type of
if there's not a problem, they don't want to watch.
So that we're going to need to get everybody to start using.
Real close?
Yeah, I think so.
Turn it on that.
What's that? Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go.
There you go.
You know you can raise that.
I'll get closer to Jordy. I'm not scared.
Yeah, Jordy. Jordy's dreams are coming true right now.
I'm going to need you to turn 21 first, though.
Oh, really? Is that how it is? He has to be 21?
I mean, I just feel like it's the better thing.
What's the better thing?
To sit this close. I have one more inch. I have to be 21.
I don't know. You sounded like you have a lot of inches after hearing you use the bathroom, though, Jordy.
Yeah. Jordy was taking a piss earlier, and it was...
It was loud, I guess.
Yeah,
it's so healthy.
Yeah, we both were like, that's a healthy stream. I'm in my 40s right now. That only happens once a week.
I'm like, how big is your pee hole? Like, it was so forceful, and it was like it
I think I have a small bladder because I have to pee a lot. And then when I'm next month, but maybe it's just a large pee hole.
I honestly think it has to be a large pee hole. I mean, I can't even pee that much, and I have like, you know, the whole thing down there. I have like a gash that just falls out of.
You hear that, Brazzers? This guy has a large pee hole.
Large pee hole, bro.
They're just going to try and put stuff in it.
Short shaft.
If you tell them you have a thick hole, they're going to put shit in it.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
All right. I think I got everything set up.
I don't know if you know what porn is. You say you watch a lot of it, but you don't know that they put things in holes.
I didn't say that. That's Mike. Mike is trying to make me the poster child for porn addiction.
I mean, no, I'm not saying that you're the poster child, but you're the one person that I met where I was like, wait a second. I've heard of guys like you. I've read on Reddit about guys like you, but I've never actually met one.
You've read on Reddit about guys like me.
Yeah.
What is a guy like me?
I'm actually curious too of like how much porn you're watching. Is it like you wake up and watch porn and like you watch porn all day and then you fall asleep watching porn?
It's like once or twice a day.
That's fair.
Once or twice a day? Okay.
But
hold on, let me ask you something.
Okay.
Cause I mean the one time we were talking and he told me how tell her the story about the girl at the party, and then, you know, you found her hot, and then you were like, you know, I kinda wanna pay attention to her and not have these negative thoughts about wanting to fuck the shit out of her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wasn't at a party. Okay, so I was hanging out with some friends, and this is, you know, some people, not a party. Hanging out with some friends, I'm not like super tight with this group, but I know them from like high school. And then one of them, I was very horny at the time, wanted to fuck the shit out of her. That's all I could think about was fucking her. I couldn't just hang out normally with the people. It was too there. So I had to go back to my apartment. For some reason, I don't know, I just needed to
masturbate.
No, well, here's the thing, I needed to, so I figured I would go home, do the thing, and also do that.
Right.
And then it, I like I'm trying to censor the word masturbate, right. But then I did it.
Right.
And then when I went and hung out with the friends again, I wasn't thinking about fucking her the entire time. It was normal. I felt good.
Sylvia,
I felt good.
Sylvia, help me. Help me out with this.
I mean, I think that's completely normal, but here's the difference between...
You think that's normal?
Yeah, here's the difference between you and I, though, is if I were concentrating on fucking a guy at a party, in which I have been that person on plenty of occasions, I then just go and fuck that guy. So that's the difference.
That's the point that I'm trying to get to him.
Hi, I would like to fuck you now. Or I'll say like, hi, I will be in your bedroom. Or I'm, you know, follow me this way.
And but nobody
works out.
Nobody or, is going to say no to that.
At these, yeah, it's true.
Even a girl who's not even into girls. Be like, well, yeah, I guess
when you're,
we're fucking.
When you're at these parties, are these people that you hang out with every once in a while? Or are these like completely new people you think you'll only see once?
It can be, usually it's new people, because I don't really lust after people I've known for a long time. So it's normally someone that's like, I'm like, oh, I really want to fuck that person. And then I fuck that person. So that's always just how it's worked out.
So these were people I've known for years. And I like to hang out with them every once in a while. I think if I fucked one of them, it would then be weird. It would mess up the weird if I like me hanging out with them again.
Oh my God. And I don't know.
You're never going to try and fuck her? That's what you're saying?
He's never hit on a girl. See? You see that face, guys? Look at that. Show it to the camera.
I've had sex plenty of times.
Yeah, plenty.
Plenty of times. Well, with
five girls. I've had. That all hit on you.
Six, all of them.
That all had to go out of their way to get your dumb ass to realize, hey, we think you're cute.
What if that's what I was going for? Like,
that's not, because you wouldn't be saying that right now. What if that's what I was going for? I'm going to knock you out, bro. You've had one month. Actually, you had 1 month to think of up answers, right?
I'm actually impressed that you've had five women say that they want to fuck you.
Ooh, that means you're ugly.
I'm just saying, like, I'm impressed that these women are like pursuing you without you ever pursuing them. Like, that's just a bold.
Well, it's not that I never pursued them, is that every time they make the first move. I never make the first move. I'll admit that like I should get better at being confident in making the first move.
Yeah.
But I don't know what else you want from me. Well, to me, probably literally fucking everything.
You guys talk it out. Sylvia, please.
What do you consider a first move? Are you kissing them first, or they have to kiss you first?
Well, this was like, sorry. mostly everything, except for every once in a while, I'll be making the first initiation, like maybe... One of my girlfriends, I was the first one to be like, do you want to have sex? But then other than that every girl I've been out with has asked me out.
I don't think anyone has ever like literally asked to have like, do you want to have sex now?
She was my girlfriend. We were like getting intimate and
The first time for both of you?
It wasn't the first time, but it was the first time for us together.
Yeah.
She's already your girlfriend.
Yeah.
No, that just doesn't count. You didn't make the first move. We're talking about making the first move in terms of, hi, look at my face up close and personal. I think I like you. Would you like to have sex maybe at a later date?
Do you ask women straight
I've never
out? Do
been
you
like, I've never been the first person just like, hey, what's up? Do you want to go out with me? I've never asked a girl out. Every girl has asked me out.
So crazy to me.
Okay, give me this. Give me this fucking shit.
I'm a nervous guy.
Switch.
Swap. Oh,
whatever. Oh, yeah. That too. Well, that works too.
We're gonna fuck this whole thing up. This is the thing that I'm trying to point out. So look, we probably should swap.
Yep, swap.
This is the thing.
Swap. This is what I do in porn all day long. You
wanna swap? Hey, I'm not gonna lie. Honestly, I never saw you do porn until last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What'd you watch?
A lot.
I'm always curious.
I watched a lot.
Yeah. I'm always curious what the searches are.
You know what I searched for?
I'm in a lot of shit.
I had to search for it because I listened to your podcast and that guy, was it Jordy was his name? Or what the hell, whatever his name was.
I haven't had sex with Jordy, but I know who he is.
You did it?
I haven't had sex
with Jordy. No, he did say that in your podcast. Not Jordy. It was a different guy. Not Jordy.
Oh, I was going to say Jordy is
the guy from Canada. The guy from Canada who speaks French.
Jesse.
Yeah. So on the podcast, they were talking about working together, and he was like, "Oh yeah, the girl with the two eyes," and he's like, "And then with the two different color eyes, because you know she's got two different color eyes." And then he goes, "And she sucks a mean dick," and I'm like, "I gotta watch those now. I gotta watch." So I found you on Pornhub, and I was just like,
"Thank you,
wow, bro."
Yeah, there's a lot.
I was really impressed with the one where you were like sucking like eight or five dicks at once.
Oh yeah, that's a new one. It's a lot. I don't want to do that again.
No,
I don't like a lot of penises at once because I'm super OCD, so I don't like all the fuids. So I'm okay with like.
And you're
a few
very
of
good
them.
At acting, like you were very happy
well,
about
of course,
it.
Of course, I'm a great little actress. but no, I mean I like it for a little bit, but it's also really hard to do when it's that many people because these dudes are just like standing like.
I mean, arm to arm with each other, and you have to be hard, like while someone is getting their dick sucked, like next to you.
Well,
and,
I think
like, waiting
as a guy,
turn.
You got to be kind of like wanting to be in that scene.
Yeah, no, these guys don't. They already find it awkward.
Like, and then how the fuck do they keep their dicks up?
That's what I'm saying.
Do you guys have like vats of like Viagra out there?
We do have Viagra. A lot of guys take something, or we have, I mean, people who are injecting stuff.
Yes, I saw that.
Dicks.
I saw that in that movie, Bigger, Faster, Stronger.
Yeah.
Where they're talking about steroids, and then there's this one part where he follows a porn star, and the porn star, was his name's Trimex?
Well, Trimex is what you,
bro, before he goes to work, I swear to God, he pulls out like a little box that you have right there. He opens it up. It's got a syringe.
Yeah.
He whips his fucking flaccid dick out.
Yep.
Okay. Puts a syringe. In it,
yep.
Injects it, yep. And then it jumps cut to it being really hard, and he goes, dunk, dunk, all right, time to go to work.
100%.
So that really puts into perspective, man, when you watch this shit, this a lot of this stuff is not real, bro.
A lot, yeah. 95% is not.
Yeah, it's not real.
I always say there's real penetration happening. There's actually a penis in me. But even sometimes, like I recently did a scene where it was me and two ginormous black men. And it was a DP scene, meaning it goes in my butt, in my vagina, one in each.
Lord.
And it was so, both of them were so incredibly like large that I had to like stop. And I was like, I physically can't do this. I was like, I'm in a lot of pain. I feel like I'm about to be ripped from hole to hole. I was like, I can't do this. So we had to fake almost half of the scene. Most of it is like from just angles where you can't see penetration and it just looks like we're fucking because I physically couldn't do it anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, back to Jordy real quick. Hold on, no. I want to talk to you.
Like big dicks are bad?
Too big is bad.
But big is good.
Yeah.
Well, that's also subjective, depending on the girl, right?
Yeah, true.
Is it, you know, like guys have different sized penises.
Well, no, I think all big dicks are bad.
Yeah, I agree, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should unite against big bad.
Too
big,
bad.
Big
it's too bad.
Bad
I have one.
I was going to say big black dicks, but then I was like, no, I can't say that right now. So big big bad dicks. No. We should start a Facebook group, bro.
White men. Oh, fuck. Okay, no.
We're all going to go in Facebook jail for that shit.
Just a bunch of white and Indian dudes, like just like pissed off at life.
Oh, so I gotta ask real quick though, based off what he was saying. Yeah. Okay, so this is the guy that I'm talking about when I say that there are these guys out there. So like on podcasts, you know, or on Reddit, I would hear about this new generation and every new generation of men growing up with internet porn, and it rewires their brain to a point where when they start having sex with a real woman, mm-hmm. they can't get it up. You know, they flame out. There's another thing where like guys will like be able to keep it up for about 5 minutes, but then their nervous system flames out because they're so used to like, hey, where's the next video?
Right.
You know,
right.
And people keep getting, you know, and I've been reading about this and I started reading about it because One time I broke up with a girl, I swear it's around 10 years ago, but we were in a long relationship, right? And then when we broke up, I forgot what it was like to like hit on women and stuff. So, and I was really busy. So I resorted to porn.
Right.
A lot. Just to like keep my fucking focus, right? And I wasn't feeling good about myself. I didn't feel like hitting on women. So now I started resorting to porn to fill that void of having this relationship with this woman. And then finally I met a girl and then I started having those problems and it blew me away. I couldn't get my dick up with her.
Really?
If I did, my dick would get up for about 5 minutes and then 5 minutes into it, it would flame out. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I started researching and then all these men that have these problems with porn, they have these terms, flame out, all these
I have actually
things.
Never heard these terms.
You never heard of the video called...
It says Mike researches this way too much.
Well, no, because listen, man, when I found out that my dick wasn't working, I was
you
like, what the
why?
Fuck was going on? I was blown away.
So this was a new girl, your girlfriend, your dick wasn't working even though you still weren't watching porn?
No, I was jerking off too much to porn before I met the new girl.
Before you met the new girl.
And the new girl was so beautiful.
Oh, okay.
She was so hot and just, and there was no reason.
Right.
I found her so fucking beautiful.
So you meet this new girl, you quit, you stop porn?
No, I was still jerking off to porn, but
well, yeah. So,
but hold on, that's not the point. The point is that all those like 3 months of jerking it 3 to 4 times a day, my dick was so used to only feeling the grip of my hand. You know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden you just get so used to that, that when you have sex with other people, they can't match that. You're so used to it. And then I had to condition myself out of it. I had to do the reset where you just like, don't watch porn anymore and don't jerk off.
Question.
Yeah.
When you masturbate, are you just doing it to come, or are you having any buildup to it? Or were you just like, yeah, I know what to do in a 30-minute off jack off session? 30 second, I mean, not 30 minute. Or are you actually like prolonging it when you're masturbating?
No, I prolong it. I mean, I do it like how I would have sex. When I have sex, I try to make it go as long as I fucking possibly can.
But see, I don't masturbate like that. I masturbate to just get it done.
Get it done. Yeah. Nah. Yeah. For me, I always found that also, even when I was watching porn while I was in a relationship, right?
Were you watching it together?
No, not necessarily, but she was a freak and she was like, she was down for whatever and she didn't mind, because at that time when I was like with her, I was like late 20s to mid 30s. So my sex drive was through the roof.
Right.
I could literally jerk off to porn 5-6 times. She come home and I still want to fuck her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then as you get older, but that's not the case anymore. But, what was the question again? I got sidetracked.
Well, you were making a point onto the amount of masturbation with your new girl, and you couldn't keep your dick hard.
Yeah. So then I started researching, and then when I researched it was like real. And then when I found that video, Your Brain on Porn, where this guy was advocating that, hey, if you grow up with porn, so like the idea was is that guys like me that grew up without internet porn, the reset would be quick. They said within 3 months you'd be able to reset your nervous system to be able to like enjoy a woman in real life again like you normally would. And he was fucking right. It literally took about 3 to 4 months and I was like, holy fucking shit. Like, at first I thought I had to go get Viagra or whatever, and that just wasn't the case. But hold on a second. Then I heard of kids that are younger that grew up with it, and they either one will take too long to reset or they'll never reset. And that to me kind of scared the shit out of me. So I don't know what you were about to say, Jordy. So when I met you at the open mic, I was like, oh, fuck, this is one of those guys. Okay.
Well, because, I don't know, I've had girlfriends where I was able to have sex pretty well.
That does not sound confident.
Well, I just realized, I don't know what the point I want to make is. That's what, well, okay, so you say,
Jordy,
people who grew up watching internet porn.
Jordy, oh God, this is great, man. I'm so glad we got you on this podcast. This is perfect. I've always wanted Sylvia on the show, but when I met you,
the reset could be like never.
Okay, don't think like that. See, right now your addicted brain is trying to convince yourself, it's hopeless.
No, I'm not. Please, addicted?
You're addicted. You know how I know you're addicted? Because I used your phone as one of the cameras, and when I connected here, the name of the phone is IXXXTentacion.
It's IXXXTentacion. That's the name of my phone. You know XXXTentacion?
Obviously, I don't.
Obviously, I don't either.
Give her the microphone.
All right, well,
tell us, what is it?
Well, he was that rapper that died, so I named my phone after him. IXXXTentacion.
You know what, though? I really do think you think that you did that, but really, your subconscious predicted porn mind, okay, like you XXX said, is part of your fucking name. That's
no,
what it is,
that's
bro.
Not, that's no, what no, it no, is. No, no, no.
You have no idea. You gave me the code.
Are you really a 20-year-old white dude who's like in love with a rapper enough to name your phone after him?
No,
I actually, when he died, I was so rude about it. I was making so many XXXTentacion jokes when he died. I was probably like 16 when he died. I don't know why I just named my phone IXXXTentacion. You guys don't understand, but for your younger viewers. So my phone name has nothing to do with porn.
Okay, fine.
But I see fine. Why you think.
When you gave me the code to enter your fucking...
It's 694269.
Why would you tell everyone, bro?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no. I don't... It's going to be some variation of 420 and 69. It's always... I actually had to change it because I was friends with a girl. She kept snooping through my phone. And so I had to... Yeah.
And your code's way too easy, obviously.
Yeah.
She's like, six, yeah, 6969. Six, yeah. Six, nine, okay. Yeah, I got it.
Now everyone fucking knows, guys.
Yeah. We don't know where you live, though, so, I mean.
Now some Chinese hacker is watching this. He's hacking into your phone, and he's going to get into my fucking computer.
Thanks, I know, bro. Maybe girl number 7 is going to show up at your door tonight, though.
It's number 6.
I'll change it later.
Number 6, I'm number sorry. 6.
I'll change it later. That's all.
Okay, so I don't know, Sylvia, what do you think about all this? I mean, you never heard about this at all?
No, I've never heard of it, like, changing how, like, men fuck women in real life.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, from me as a porn actress, like, definitely working in porn has, like, desensitized me to sex. So I get it. Like, I understand that there is a detachment there. That's the word I wanted. For me, like, it's so bad to say, but sex isn't, like, I can still have fun having sex, but it's super rare. But now sex to me is strictly income. Like, that, I just view sex as money, and that's the only way I really see sex, honestly. Wow. And I don't like to waste my vagina on regular people. Like, if there's not money involved, my vagina's not coming out. Like, I just, yeah. And I just, it's just on a totally different track now. Like, that's so, 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 so rare for me to, like, desire fucking a person.
I think that's fine.
This is not fine. This is not fine.
Dude, to be that.
If look, hold on a
valuable,
second.
Valuable?
Bro.
Your pussy is so valuable.
No. I'm saying it's not fine for you.
Well, that's fine for her. It's fine for her, I think.
She getting blasted regardless, bro.
Yeah, that rocks. That rocks. Okay, like, well,
you're the one that's
so
doing
much.
It wrong, bro.
What am I supposed to do? Honestly, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. If I was dating a girl and I was having sex with her, I wouldn't be watching porn.
I feel like that's a lie.
Listen, dude. It's not about would you watch porn when you're with your girl. That's not.
I would jerk off.
That's not the issue.
I'd probably watch porn way less. I could totally quit porn if I was fucking a girl.
But wait, why do you feel like you need to? Do you feel like he would need to stop watching porn? Is that what you're trying to get people to do, Mike, is stop watching porn?
I'm not trying to get people to stop watching porn at all. I just want him to really start, like, fucking experiencing real women
so
more.
What he wants,
you know what
me,
I'm saying,
what he wants for me is to quit porn and it, like
enough
wants me to do kind of nofap.
I want you to do nofap
because that will encourage me,
it'll rewire you,
that will encourage me to go out and seek sex.
Yeah. Jordy, you know what I see?
But
you,
I don't,
and what I see, bro, do you know what I see, bro? I see a real handsome kid who's fucking it up for a bunch of women who wish he would fucking talk
so,
to her. For real.
I don't.
That's what I see. Right? What do you, right? You know what I mean? It's like, you get it, right? Give it to the microphone.
Here's the thing is I didn't realize that it's like you were living in this virtual world and you're never going out into the real world. So I didn't realize it was like, that's the concern. I don't think twice a day porn is too much. I don't think watching porn while you're dating somebody is a bad thing, especially if you can watch it together. That's pretty hot. It's a case by case.
I've
definitely
never done together. That feels weird to me because I feel like
I
would get too
like
competitive.
You feel like it's so naughty? Oh, you feel like you would get competitive?
Yeah.
Like try to come faster?
Not faster. No. But just like the guys on.
Who wins? Who can win?
Hammers on there. Like the guys are so attractive and like ginormous. So
you would feel inadequate if she were watching other people because you feel like the guys in porn are bigger and better.
Well, I just know I couldn't watch with her. I feel like I don't see why that would.
Also, I'll let you know there's only like a few, like 5 dudes or who are tall in porn. Like the rest of them are like 5.
I'm talking about their penises when I say gigantic.
They're not all gigantic either. Trust me, I work with all of them. Most of them are pretty average size. Huh. Usually the only ones that are gigantic.
Well, dude.
It's okay.
Well, do you. What do you consider average size? Maybe it's.
That's probably a better question. I think average for me is like. What I think average is for, well, maybe that's not true for real life, but I think like 5 inches is pretty average. It's cool. An average
cool.
Penis.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You
got so excited. I'm pretty sure now I know how big your dick is, and so does everyone else. And we know your passcode. So.
No.
we're fucking up your life.
No, so he wants me, here's the thing, what I don't like about the idea of like, I'm going to quit masturbating to go out and get sex, because I don't want to be the guy who like wants, who that's all he thinks about, so
right.
He can't be a normal person.
Right.
He's not fun to hang out with. It's not fun to hang out with a guy who's constantly trying to fuck.
Give me that.
Give me that, bro. This is the problem. This is the thing that you're not starting to fucking realize, bro. That energy that makes you think in those fucking creepy ways is powerful, bro. You need to redirect it. You need to learn how to just let that fester and redirect. Have you ever watched that dumbass cartoon Dragon Ball Z?
How long have you gone without coming?
The longest I've ever gone without.
But, I mean, like once you found your dick and started masturbating, what was the longest like stint?
Wait a minute. Wait. When I found my dick.
No, like you would never figured out how to masturbate. Thank you.
Hey, we should start a podcast called I Found My Dick. It was lost, but I found it.
Like, you don't know that you can masturbate with it until you're like, what, 11? 12?
Oh, you're
13?
Asking when did I start jerking off?
No. So I'm saying that I don't want it from like birth to 11. Like, I don't want that to be like, I didn't masturbate for 11 years because I didn't know that's what my dick did.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Since you started masturbating, what's the longest you've taken off of not coming?
I probably made it 3 weeks.
That's decent.
And that was really hard for me. It was really, really hard for me because I have an insatiable appetite for sex. And I know some people have that. And so how do you know, motherfucker?
Because you've shown me your photos on your phone. You've gone through your album.
I just wanted you to realize that if a short...
Do you have sex albums?
No, I'm, you know, chicks, if I hook up with and stuff, sometimes it's like, you
sometimes
know.
Sometimes I have so many pictures.
Sometimes they.
They're, it's all consensual, he claims. Yeah.
Now I have to know what this is. Is this like, are they just photos of them sleeping?
No.
Or like photos they've sent you?
No.
They're posing for you, what? Like, while you're having sex?
Yeah, like if I had a threesome with two chicks? Yeah. Yeah.
No, you're really not taking fucking selfies in the bedroom.
Yeah,
there's one of him. It's a selfie. And there's two girls holding their asses, and he's just.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's so funny. I'll have to show it to you.
I'll have to show it to you.
But you got to understand, though. Hold on a second. These are girls.
Are you selling this? Are you making an OnlyFans?
No.
Good. No. Make an OnlyFans. Give them some consent.
Fuck that. I'm not into that. You know what I mean? But the thing is like, these are fun ass girls though. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about these are girls that are like, yeah, you know, really, really goofy and fun. And then, you know, of course they're like, we should take a picture. I'm like, fuck yeah, let's take a picture. And then they post. Anyways, so the point is. I love that the porn star is blown away by this.
I didn't know how people were taking selfies.
I just saw a video of her face getting blasted by 8 dicks.
He's not a normal person. He's not normal.
No, I was trying to show him that. I was trying to show him that, like, you know, the difference between, like, fucking, like, man, having an appetite for meeting women and having fun with women. Like, women are fucking great, man. It's much better to be with a woman than to fucking, like, experience whatever you're trying to get off in front of pixels, man. I think I think porn serves a purpose, but for you, I feel like it's keeping you from actually doing what you need to do. You're in your 20s, bro.
I don't know.
Right now is the time for you to build those skills, man. Hold on a second. What I was saying before, you gotta build those skills of how it's like to approach a woman in a way that is nice, polite, and when you get shot down, you still make her feel good about it. Okay.
I have different advice, Jordy. You have until December 25th to be innocent. Watch all the porn you want in these next 20 days.
Okay.
15 days. I don't know what day it is.
Okay.
However many days we have left until the 25th. You just masturbate it up and you watch all the porn you want. And then when you turn 21, your ass better be out meeting and mingling.
No.
That's the rule.
That is not. Or maybe when do you turn 21? When do you turn 21?
Christmas Day.
Oh, that's right. You're a Christmas baby.
Yeah. Maybe the alternative that he's going to suggest is I
don't
quit
off
until I'm. And then when I'm 21, I try to go out there and be a major poon hound.
You're not disappointed in yourself. That's the thing that really pisses me off is that you're
because
not one ounce of you is disappointed
so
in yourself.
Here's the thing. If I went to like a real university, I go to community college. If I went to a real university, there'd probably be way more opportunities that are way easier to go get laid.
That's really funny that's what you're thinking.
No, like I just go to open mics.
Girls at community colleges want to get laid too.
Yeah, bro.
It's so different. It's so different.
What, they're frumpy?
Because
is that what it is?
No, frumpy? No. Frumpy, what does that mean?
They're not like tight and hot.
No, it's because there's no like there's no like party scene. There's no frat row where like everybody's going out. It's not like a community. Usually at real universities, you know, there's all these parties where people go to, and that's usually where people get laid. You know, in dorms, there's no dorms, there's no housing.
You're just, you know what you're doing, bro? You're coming up with excuses for a fucking parallel universe that you don't live in and saying that if that parallel universe happened and I was there doing this other thing in the universe, it'd be a different story. But guys, I'm in community college, leave me alone.
I think it's pretty normal.
How many times you jerk off today already? Once, right?
Today, I haven't.
Not yet?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. You're lying to me.
No, I haven't today.
All right.
But yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, Sylvia, I think you need to tell her. Tell them what it's like to be on a porn set, man.
What it's like to be on a porn set?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, first off, it's like really business. It's like, it's fun, but it's absolutely business. Like, the first thing you do when you walk in is you fill out paperwork. Like, and then somebody like picks out your outfit you're wearing for the day, and you meet your talent. Sometimes you know them and sometimes you don't. I'm in hair and makeup. The talent, male talent, comes later. It is like, it's very much like, hi, nice to meet you. These are the sex positions we're going to do, and we're going to be doing it on that table. And it's just like, and you know, when you go into porn, like I have to hit 5 positions, and I have to be in each position for a certain amount of time. And that's exactly how it's like clockwork. 110%. And if I get up and I try to move a little bit too early, the director's like, ah, 2 more minutes. I'm like, ah, fuck. All right, 2 more. It's all so like by the book. Like everything is, I know what to expect everywhere I go, depending on what scene I'm doing, obviously, because obviously a anal scene differs from a 5 guy blowbang, but you know, different.
Do you ever get like any like male porn stars you work with that like, we need to date or anything?
Yes.
Does that happen a lot?
It doesn't happen a lot, I will say that, because there's not a lot of dudes. So the same guys work all the time, but every single girl knows we have one creeper in our industry right now, and thank God he has a girlfriend. Someone finally said yes to him, but all of us were saying the same thing. We're like, we don't want to shoot with him because he gets so creepy. He like would stare into your eyes when you're fucking, and he'd be like, oh, you're just so like, just get way too like
into it.
And you're like, bro, we're all getting paid to be here. Like, I'm only fucking you because they are writing me a check.
Right.
Like, right. Yeah. So.
Right. But I mean,
what if he's just passionate about his art?
No, because every single girl he ever worked with said the same thing. We were all like, creeped the fuck out. Like, this dude is too much.
Maybe that's the only way he can get into
it. He's 1,010% in, and it's almost terrifying.
Really?
You're like, is he going to wear my skin later? Like, wow. It's like, it gets real uncomfortable. Yeah. But other than that, like, I had one other porn kid I just kind of felt bad for, and I ended up fucking him for a few weeks, but then he was crazy. So I was like, oh, fuck that. And I was like his sugar mama, and like, I'm not trying to be anybody's sugar mama.
Yeah, you know? Like, yeah.
You got to come with your own money.
Have you ever like had a scene with a guy where like you came so good where you're just like, holy fuck?
Nope.
No, huh? Not once. Really?
I mean, because I'm not really thinking about like really enjoying an orgasm when I'm on camera. I'm normally thinking about like, do my tits look weird? Like, are they getting me at a weird angle? Like, oh, I hate my butt when they put the camera there. Like, or I'm thinking like, how loud can I be? Like, how close are the neighbors to where we're filming? Like, all sorts
great.
Of things are in my head. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to hit your camera.
Oh, it's okay.
So many things are in my head, and it's not have a really good orgasm. Never.
Have you ever had a really good orgasm on set?
Oh, for sure. I mean, yeah. It's definitely happened. And sometimes it's almost like shocking when you do have, you're like, you'll even, they'll like yell cut and you're like, I really came just then. I did. That was me really coming.
That's hilarious. Yeah. You ever come, guys, that was real.
That was real. That was that a was real one.
Did you get that? Did you get that? That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's a rarity. But yeah.
I think like, you know, guys, when we watch porn, man, we suspect that.
Yeah, but you don't want to believe
it. We don't really believe in
it. No, you don't want to believe it. Of course not. It's like when like girls in their 20s watch, you know, like those fucking stupid true love shows where it's like, oh, he runs away and then he realizes he loves you and he comes back. He never fucking comes back. But girls want to believe that shit. They're like, oh, if he's the love of my life, he'll come back for me and running in the rain and sing a song. And I'm like, no. But it's the same thing. People want to believe
it. Do you get hit on by guys in public that don't know you're a porn star? Or do you get hit
yeah,
on?
Yeah, I definitely get hit on in public. Interesting enough, I get hit on more when I'm like homely. Yeah. Rather than all done up.
Sure.
I feel when I'm all done up.
You're intimidated.
Like, yeah, intimidated to come up to me. But if I, like, I had to go to the airport. I had to do a Vegas shoot and I had hair and makeup in Vegas. So I had to go with no makeup. And I'm sitting at the bar, having a drink, as one does at a bar. And these guys were like hitting on me so hardcore. They were like trying to change their flights to like go where I was going. And I was like, dude, I was like, this is me at my like bare minimum right here. Like, and this
yeah,
is
but
like,
you probably still look great.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, it's Botox, but yeah.
Whatever it is. I mean,
yeah, but I find that more men hit on me when I'm basic.
Sure.
I'll say that.
I think because it's hard for men to hit on women to begin with.
Yeah.
And a woman's, when she's really fucking done up, part of us goes, it's insulting for me to even talk to her. You know what I mean? I'm just going to insult her. She's going to be like, what? that's how we think.
Yeah.
But we have to get over that. And
yeah.
I just want him to just talk to her for a second. I got to figure out what's wrong with your phone.
Okay.
Oh, probably because I hit it.
No. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing. You haven't heard the twist yet because you asked Mike how long he's gone without masturbating.
Right. How long have you gone?
When I was in high school, I did NoFap. I went a whole year.
A year?
An entire year.
That's right. He did do a year. Why?
Without masterbating.
How awful.
Yeah.
Were you doing it with people or for a reason or you just did it?
So it was a very weird time in my life. It was my freshman year of high school.
So weird.
I was fat. I was 195 pounds. Almost.
Really?
Yeah. I was right. The doctor showed me the chart and I was like,
I can't even fathom that actually.
Overweight. And I was touching the line that said obese, the difference between overweight. I was so close to obese.
And how old were you?
I was freshman in high school. So whatever
Jesus.
That is.
Jesus. 15.
Yeah. So I
started 5 years ago. Jeez.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So I started
working out.
Wrestling.
Oh.
With a friend.
Like in the bedroom or?
No. No, I did wrestling. It's a really tough sport, so it'll whip you in shape. But it was a huge transition in my life because before that, all I was just like a fat, pudgy kid who didn't do anything. I wasn't proud of myself whatsoever. And I would jerk off a lot at that time. I was like super, and I had this weird.
So you were like getting in shape and you like said, I'm not going to masturbate this whole year.
It was more that there was those two things I wanted to change about me is that I was fat and I wanted to be slimmer. And I also wanted to quit masturbating because I had this weird idea that it was shameful.
Okay.
I don't know why. I don't know.
I grew up with the same. Did you grow up religious?
I was not like that religious, but kind of Catholic.
I was terrified of masturbating because I thought like the Jesus was watching me and I was like,
yeah, it's weird because I don't know if it was religious, but there was a part of me that felt like if I'm going to get a girlfriend, it would be shameful for me to masturbate. Like for some reason I thought that was wrong.
So on your 1 year anniversary, guilty. Did you like,
no, on my 1 year anniversary. Well, first of all, maybe a little over halfway, I got a girlfriend and we started doing intimate things.
So you were still coming.
Yeah, but that was still, it was still like 7 months without masturbating.
Wow.
And then I was coming. And then my 1 year anniversary, we went to BJ's and had a nice dinner, me and my friends, to celebrate.
you and your friends went to BJ's to celebrate your 1 year?
They didn't give a shit. I was like, I'm celebrating, you're coming with me because I'm proud of myself.
Oh my God, that's actually, I wouldn't do it, but I mean, I would be proud of myself if I did, I guess, but we'll never know.
So yeah, it was a weird thing, but I also went through, it was also a huge phase and I can't blame it.
I'd have to be like disabled, like something would have to be broken on me to not masturbate.
Yeah. it was crazy.
Listen, if I don't want to masturbate, that's when I'm like, I think I'm sick.
No, even when I
have COVID
sick,
or some shit.
Even when I am sick, I want to masturbate because somehow it makes you feel better.
Oh, when I'm
it's
sick,
like a
I masturbate
shower.
So much.
I'm at that age now where...
Doesn't.
Yeah, before when I was like young stud, man, I'd fucking jerk off through a war. I don't care. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what I need to get it off. You know?
I masturbate to Forensic Files almost nightly because it's what I fall asleep to.
We got
to
talk about that. Yeah. Oh, you guys continue your conversation. Yeah. Real quick.
We got to talk about that. We got to talk about that. Shit. Okay, so did you buy your friend's dinner that night?
No, we never. It's just, I just not wanted
you
to.
You say never. You've never bought your friend's dinner?
Well, I'm 20.
I love how that was like your reasoning behind it. I'm 20.
I don't make money yet. So
wait, what is your job? What's your profession?
I'm a student.
Oh, okay.
That's which means unemployed.
Okay, got it. How do you pay for college?
My parents.
Oh, do you live like with your parents?
I moved into a house with my brother, but my parents pay for my rent. They're very nice.
Your parents pay for both you and your brother's rent?
Not my brother. They were paying for his rent, but then he got off
I'd
it. And now he's doing really good.
Because he's making more money.
Well, yeah.
How old's your brother?
He's 26, something like that. 25, maybe.
Okay. But he makes good money now, so.
Yeah, he makes. Well, yeah, he makes good money. I think he made like a fuck ton of money off of like GameStop and AMC. So he's
oh,
doing
he's like
well.
A trader, like a stock trader.
Well, he just happened to get on that.
Oh.
Yeah, I got into
not
it.
Me, but I do have people who trade stocks for me. I'm not of the people who could do it on my own. I tried Robinhood
right
and it was a fucking nightmare. And then I just said, leave it to the professionals.
Yep.
So yeah.
I should do that.
Yeah.
But when
you have
I was
to have money to leave it to professionals. That's step one.
But
you're gonna get there. I got faith in you. You've already lost all this weight. I feel like you could do anything, honestly.
Yeah, I think I can do anything too.
You
but
should.
I'm just kidding.
You should. I think all the time when I'm like looking at like famous, like hugely famous people, I'm like, there's absolutely nothing between, no difference between me, you, that person, like mm-hmm. me, you, George Clooney. What's the fucking difference? There's no difference. You know what I'm saying? That's the difference. But why couldn't you obtain it? You know?
Yeah, that's true.
There's no reason you can't obtain it.
Well, there's
it.
Other things like, when you look at big actors like that, they started when they were so young.
Well, that's true. And you're super young.
Well,
so. They were.
Well, some people like start when they're little kids because their parents.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Tina Fey got fucking famous in her 40s. So.
Oh, that's true. So there are some of those.
There's still people. There's
I could
still
if I wanted, if I wanted to be an actor and I really went at it.
Yeah.
But I don't care enough about acting, I don't think.
No?
No.
That'll change.
I really like stand up. I've done some acting like in high school and I've taken.
Did you grow up here?
Classes. Yeah.
In Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Wow. Born and raised. That's crazy.
Yeah. The like suburbs of LA.
Nice.
But okay, when it comes to the NoFap, the thing is that I was like a judgmental prick.
Well, I'm assuming no masturbation.
Yeah.
No masturbation.
There's a whole subreddit for it. Reddit. It's a huge thing.
That's how I started learning. Fuck, throw that shit in like it's a dick, bro. That's how I started learning about that. It was there's this thing called NoFap where when that guy created the video Your Brain on Porn, it got all these guys to come together and create like these support groups on Reddit where a bunch of young kids and older guys are sitting there talking about their problems or successes with resetting.
Wow.
And you have the younger the kids were, the harder it was for them to get their dicks up in front of real women because their dopamine receptors were so trained to porn. The problem with porn is that a lot of us guys, when we jerk off to porn, we do edging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll get ourselves to the point of coming.
Right.
And then we stop.
Right.
And then we find another video. Mm. And then we do that again. And then we stop and we do another video.
God, that sounds awful. I just come. But I guess because we can come over and over again.
Exactly. You guys can. That's the hack for us is that we kind of feel that and then back down and then back down. So the problem with that is that our synapses aren't hardwired that way. Our ancestors did not evolve with the ability to have that much flood of dopamine coming in so many times, peaking in one encounter for one nut. Does that make sense?
Right.
And then on top of it, you keep doing that. You keep training your dick to grip tighter and tighter because it loses its sensitivity. And next thing you know, you get with a real girl and 5 minutes in, it's waiting for the next video. Where's that next dopamine hit? And then all of a sudden, once dopamine's out of there, the dick's like, peace out.
Wow. I have never heard that. And I never knew that that was like even an issue or concern for people.
It's not porn's fault. I'm not saying we should all end porn.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, some people have addictions and they have to figure out how to work around that shit, man, is all I'm saying. And I think that it's like you doing that at a very young age, you've wired your synapses to just go to that. Kind of like you were talking to the girl and then all of a sudden you're like, wow, she's hot. I want to fuck her. But man, I don't think she's enjoying my company if I'm fucking thinking only about fucking her. Let me get in my car, drive home, jerk off, come back. What the fuck is that shit? In my era? No, dude.
I had to go home anyways and it made it better.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you did not have to go home.
Nobody?
No,
I did. Yeah. I sincerely did. First of all,
Did you think maybe you left like the curling iron on or something? No, because,
but you also don't want to be the guy who's constantly trying to fuck. It's annoying to be around that guy.
Bro, it's annoying to be around that guy who doesn't know how to handle that energy because he hasn't fucking practiced it, motherfucker. You're dealing with a lot of energy, man. It's a fucking good thing. You're young. You got all this sexual energy. You need to learn how to redirect that shit and not fucking let it off on some pixels.
What if you let it off without the pixels?
Better.
Then at least you have to use your imagination, right?
Yeah, but hold on a second. You're so used to jerking off. I think you really need to do a hard reset, bro. You not only need to reset your crutch of using porn, you also need to reset the way you're fucking like the nerve endings in your dick need to be reset, bro.
Here's what I believe. That. Here's what I
can feel that.
Sound like a girl uses a vibrator too fucking much.
Yeah, and I have that problem because I definitely masturbate a lot and definitely with like a hardcore like, and I do like, I can't even. The low settings are worthless. If we're not on full power, you get, like, we're
two,
not getting
you get
anywhere.
Two construction workers with car hearts and jackhammers.
And even then, even on the hardest, like on the highest setting, I'm still like, bah! Like holding it like it's tight. Like I'm gripping and I'm like, go, go. And it's just like, it's a lot. It's a lot. But it's 30 seconds. So, and then I'm done.
Okay. Okay. What I think.
It's different. Yeah, it's different.
There's a middle ground to all this. Because these guys on NoFap, they are such pricks. They post these like pictures of like a samurai warrior and it's like, you contain the beast within. Like they think they're just fucking monks because they don't masturbate and they take themselves way too seriously. I think there's a middle ground to this, okay? Because it's like, yeah, you want to use that sexual energy, I guess, to, you know, work out and do better stuff. But then if you're with your friends,
humanity's fucked, bro. We're fucked.
How do you think humanity is fucked? This is such a small thing. I think this is too important to you. I think you find this too important. Humanity is fucked because boys are fucking less.
Yeah.
To you.
It's not just that. There's other things that it extrapolates to, man. It's not just that. That's what you're missing. You're missing what, like, just being a man and not jerking off long enough to want to be like, I got to talk to this girl. You got to know what the fuck that fucking feels like, man, where you can't even control yourself. And then you actually do talk to her. And then next thing you know, oh my God, she does want to go home with me. Fuck. Okay. And then you do it again. And then you fail. And then that's fine. Then you fail again. And then you find out, oh my God, I'm going to fail forever. But then you find another girl. You're like, oh, okay, wait a second. So, okay, it's a law of averages.
And then you fail again.
But there are more. That's not. There are more important things. There are going out with your friends, having a good time without fucking, oh, Jordy's trying to fuck again. Now he's not Jordy anymore. You know, and I do believe that this energy, you want to redirect and be better at it, but to an extent, you know, if I'm with my friends, these people that I want to keep a good relationship going with them.
Do you know the show Friends? Do you know the actual show Friends?
Yeah, I've watched a little bit. I haven't watched it.
You know
all
that
the way
they were fucking each other and they're a group of friends. You can fuck your friends and still hang out with them. You just got to be careful. But you can't do it.
You have to be careful.
I personally don't do it.
Yeah.
I don't. I don't like shitting where
I
eat.
You don't fuck your friends?
I don't.
Yeah, I fucked my friends occasionally.
No.
Yeah.
I've never. No, not
no.
one. Not one female that was a friend I ended up fucking. Because honestly, if I really wanted, I would have fucking tried to fuck her first before we became friends. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
I mean, I guess.
So a lot of the female friends I have became my friends while I was in this long-term relationship.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And so you weren't already trying
to. So for like 9 years I was in this relationship. These girls were just like in the comedy community and acting community and stuff. And then as, you know, 10 years or so go by, they're just friends or like sisters.
Right.
You know
yeah.
What
it
I
becomes
mean?
Weird. Yeah. I know. What you're
you
saying.
Know, I don't know. Yeah. That's just me though. But I'm not saying you shouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely like when I went back home to Kansas City, like I hung out with a group of people and I'm like, looking back, I was like, oh my God, I fucked all of your friends. Like I fucked every single one of their like friend group. And we're all still friends though. Like they all like still call me Mary Jane and like want to hang out anytime I go home. Like we're all still friends.
You guys started off as friends first?
Yeah, we were all just kind of like smoke buddies. And eventually I just like fucked all of them.
Okay.
One by one.
All right. That's great. I mean, I've met girls like that later in life.
Yeah.
That, you know, we became friends and then we would like hook up. But it was like... It was still new. Does that make sense? We were friends first and then...
Yeah.
And then
I will say that the guys who I'm talking about, the guy who I met him first, just randomly at a gas station. But he even said, he was like, you are the only female I know that can successfully pull off being a fuck buddy. He was like, you can disconnect. And he was like, you can just make it about the sex. And I truly, truly can. Like, I mean, I randomly made a phone call the other night just to get laid. So I was like, I'm super horny. And I was like, why don't I just call a friend? Just phone a friend.
We
and
need
bring
more
them
women like you, Sylvia. We do. If we had more women like you, this guy wouldn't be fucking to the fucking laptop. You know?
That's true.
But
that's
it's like...
gay men have that all the time. Yeah. But
what,
it's
sex?
Just like, the meaningless sex, though, where you can just literally call. Do you realize that on Grindr, half the time they don't even show their faces? It's literally pictures of dicks and you're picking a dick to come over?
Oh, wow.
I swear to you.
That to me is kind of gross, but I can
concept.
Get it. Yeah,
it's that is. It's
that's
that
how men are.
It's that concept of like, hey, just come over and fuck. And it's so easy.
I mean, I love women, but sometimes I don't like the fucking dance that I have to play to get, you know.
I'm too busy for the dance. First off, I don't like people sleeping in my bed. Like, get out. Like, my cats sleep here. And I don't care if you're around when my makeup isn't on, but like, I don't want you being here for like the process of like, I don't have hair extensions in right now, but I usually do like after a show. And like, I don't want you coming through the process with me of like watching me like fall into a new person. I like you like getting like the sexy version of me and the horny version of me.
Yeah. And then that's it.
I don't want you getting the me who has to shit in the morning or, you know,
and I don't
want to
see the cuddle. I don't want to see the come cuddle version of you. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, no one wants that. Like, just go. You just go.
It's nice when you can find a fuck buddy like that. I find the best fuck buddies are the ones where you guys are both sexually attracted to each other.
Yes.
But there's a little bit about that other person when you're like,
I could never do it.
I don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah.
You know,
yes,
100%. Like, and you're cool with not talking too much.
100%.
Like, but the sex is fire.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Come and go.
Come and go, literally.
Fucking, that's the shit. But it's really hard to find that, man, for guys.
Yeah, it really is.
Every girl that I find that I have and a fuck buddy, because I'm this, you know, especially if you like hit a fuck buddy and the sex is really good, the girl will start trying to reel you into a relationship. Or, you know, even when I do early on, this is what happens.
Your shirt is gonna be so hairy, by the way.
Okay. Early on I will actually like, it'll be great. And then all of a sudden, they'll like resent me because I don't want anything more.
I get that. And I think my buddy was trying to say the same thing. He was like, oh, I've been seeing this new girl and I keep telling her over and over and over again, like, I don't want a relationship. I don't want this. That is not what I want. And he was like, that's all she keeps pushing towards. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. I guess I just have a different mentality because I am so focused on like money and a career that like, I don't. For me, like, to fall for somebody is a waste of time. That sounds so bad. But it distracts me from what I'm doing. Like, I like to be busy from 5 a.m. when I wake up until 9 p.m. when I, like, crash out and, like, open up a bottle of wine. You know? Like, but I'm a productive human. But if I am, like, if I catch feelings for you, I'm not productive because I'm worried about like what's going to make you happy. I'm like, ooh, I could make him this for dinner. Maybe I'll stop by the store and like I'm constantly like, how do I make them happy?
Some of us will all have certain things about us that if we get into a relationship with someone, that person has to be so perfect. Otherwise, they're just going to sap all of our energy.
Oh, 100%.
And everything we think about them and whatever. And I know. Because I remember hearing in one of your podcasts, you say that, you know, you're easily jealous. You get jealous easy.
110%. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I'm super jealous.
Because we think you're a porn
porn star. We think because you're a porn star, there's no way that you get jealous.
Oh no. I'm like, I'm a little crazy jealous. Like it's kind of like an it's a super unattractive quality. Like I'm aware of it, but I don't know how to control it. But I also haven't dated anyone like significantly in like 14 years. So it might not be the same thing, but like, oh man, I was so insecure with all of my exes, like wildly insecure. I'm still wildly insecure now. I was ghosted by a man and my brain is just like, what did you do? Like, what was it? Like, I'm just like, recently? Oh yeah, recently. I have been talking to a guy for like almost 2 years and we had gone, this was our third or fourth vacation together. We went to Cabo. And we got back from Cabo and he changed his flight to fly home early. And then I messaged him and I was like, things feel weird. Like, is everything okay? And never heard from him ever again. And it was like 2 years.
That was 2 years ago?
No, like I went to Cabo for Halloween. And right. This just happened. Yeah.
But what's now, this 2 years thing?
Granted, he lived in.
What's this 2 years thing?
We were like talking for 2 years because he lives in Canada.
So you guys never saw each other?
Then COVID hit. So we met right before COVID. He flew out to LA to be with me for like 1 week. And then he went back to
And was that
Canada.
1 week great?
That was great. And then COVID hit. But we talked every single day for like a year and a half. And then as soon as the borders opened up, he flew back out here because I can't go to Canada yet. I had to apply for all this shit because I have a criminal background. But anyway, So he came here and we had another vacation and then he flew back and then we went to Cabo and I got like ghosted afterwards.
How long in Cabo?
We were in Cabo for like 4 days, but we were together for 7 because he flew in here to LA for a few days. We stayed here and then we went
to Cabo.
Does
he know you're in porn?
110%.
And he didn't have a problem with it before?
He knew from day one.
So yeah. You can't put your finger on what happened?
Honestly, I mean, I could.
We don't have to talk about this. I was just.
No. I
like to dig. Yeah. I dig. I'm like, oh,
I
shit.
Could list off the things that I think it might have been, but I was like, I thought I was a. Like, I had a great vacation. I was like, we went on two different vacations, apparently, because I thought we had a great time. Like, I thought I did fabulous, and I know how crazy I can be sometimes, and I thought I handled the crazy pretty fucking well. And so who knows? I don't know. But I'm also like, I'm really open about things that. Like, I don't think he was comfortable with because, like, I'm super open about, like, pooping or, like, any bodily function I, like, can have a conversation at the dinner table about and none of it bothers me. And I think he definitely, like, had a problem with some of those things. I think he was a little bit more, like, couth than I am and I'm pretty, like, off kilter.
He wants you to be sort of like tone it down in the streets.
Yeah.
And you're not that.
I'm not that.
One of my favorite encounters with you was when we were at Comedy Chateau and you were running super fucking late and she comes running in and she was like, oh my God, did I miss my spot? Did I miss my spot? And I said, no, don't worry about it. The whole show started a half hour late and you were like, thank God I still have cum in my ass.
Yes.
She just got offset. I was like, what? And then I was like, really? And you were like, yeah, we laughed about it. And then I started talking about to you a little bit. And then you interrupt me, you're like, no, Mike, I gotta go to the bathroom. I have cum in my ass.
Yeah. I gotta get this cum out of my ass. Hold on.
Did you ever tell him that stuff?
No, because our relationship like wasn't about that. Like anything I told him, it was like positive stuff, like dealing with my like other business ventures, because obviously porn is not the only thing I do. So we would talk about other stuff, but he never made it weird about porn. It was never an issue. Like I truly don't know. But that's just it. That is what makes people insecure. It's like, I got ghosted and I have no idea why. So I just like go through my brain of like all the things that might be wrong with me.
Honestly, you gonna say something, Jordy?
I was just going to say, every time you meet up with somebody, you should be like, oh, I still have cum in my ass. Just everybody you talk to. I mean, Thanksgiving dinner.
It's a pretty regular occasion, if I'm being honest. I actually truly enjoy anal so, so much that I have raised my rates over the years probably 3 or 4 times. I've never raised my anal rate.
Huh.
I always keep it the same. And I always tell everybody, I'm like, hey, I've never increased my anal rate. So my anal rate is like the entry anal rate. Like what you get paid at the base when you start. Yeah. Because normally people raise their rates as the more successful their name gets and you can demand more money. So I've done that a few times, obviously. But I'm like, nope, anal is still dirt cheap. Dang. Just so everybody knows.
Man, that's fucking amazing. Wow. Yeah, man. I'm not into anal.
No?
No. Have you tried it, Jordy?
I've never done it.
Never even tried?
I mean, I don't think
and no girlfriend has ever been like, okay.
Any of the girls I've been with have been really wanted to.
Well, you have probably haven't asked, Jordy. I feel like you're not an asker. So,
well, I think I have brought
have
it
up. Have you had girls put things in your butt or have you put things in your own?
No, I've never put anything.
You got a prostate back there. You should use it.
It's too scary.
What?
Stick things up there.
Oh, no, it's not scary at all, actually. I could teach you. I could teach you all sorts
scary.
Of things.
It's a little scary. I had a dream where I stuck something up my ass and it really felt bad in the dream.
Well, I will tell you.
Why did you have a dream that you were sticking things in your ass? I've never had that dream, bro. Maybe you want something in your butt.
No.
You might. There's nothing wrong with that, bro.
No, there is nothing wrong with it.
If I wanted something in my ass, I would say it.
I mean,
I don't, say it. It's not as scary to me. I don't want to fucking push it up there.
What I'm saying is it can be really good.
It's probably really good.
Yeah.
I personally don't know what it is.
Never tried?
It doesn't do anything for me.
But you've tried.
I had a girl like try to put a finger up there a couple times while
they
were
blowing
me.
Did she know where your prostate was?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I don't know.
Then that's the difference.
Maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. But for me, man, the trigger on me are my balls, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's
for a lot of people.
Trigger. I mean, that is.
Yeah.
And
I
yeah,
get that a
around
lot,
the taint,
yeah.
around mm-hmm. that area, mm-hmm. yeah. Because I got a bidet, yeah. I got a bidet over
Ooh,
the
yeah.
Over the.
Ooh, you
pandemic.
Fancy,
man!
Ooh.
Once everyone was fucking fighting each other over toilet paper, I'm
like,
it's about time.
I don't even wipe my. I don't wipe my ass.
Yeah,
I don't wipe it.
Yeah,
too good for that.
I still use toilet paper to wipe it dry. Though.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, I still do that, but
like pat it dry because you don't want the little. Toilet paper morsels.
Sure, sure, exactly. Yeah. You gotta pat it like an aristocrat.
There's nothing worse as
like
a woman.
Fancy aristocrat.
There's nothing worse as a woman to go down on a man and you see little like traces of the what he didn't clean
oh,
up.
Oh yeah, it's kind of like when you go down on a girl and there's a string. It's like wait
well,
a second.
That too. Yeah.
Come on now, we're not doing this.
She should give you a heads up for that.
Yeah. What are you doing? Why is this happening?
I just imagine you all confident, like, I don't wipe my ass, audience, and then somebody goes to fuck you. It's just disgusting. There's just so much shit.
You gotta take a fucking machete.
You need to be washing your ass.
No, but I got the bidet and it didn't do shit. What I'm saying is that, like, I remember people like, ooh, you're gonna love it. It feels good. It hits my ass and I'm just like, this is just whatever.
Interesting.
It doesn't. For me, it's not anything. I don't know what it is. It's just not a...
I don't like it. Feels like it feels upsetting. The bidet feels upsetting, but I'll use it if I get
one. It feels upsetting?
Yeah, it's upsetting. It's like
what's
you're squirting.
What's upsetting about it?
I don't know, just the way the water feels against my asshole.
It's intrusive? Like it's coming in a little
it just
too
feels
hard?
Weird. It's good. It's useful.
Does it feel just like that dream? Did it feel the same thing like when you put that thing up your ass in your dream? No.
It was a weird dream.
I was at like a weird sleepover that was also kind of an orgy.
Was it a wrestling
and
event?
Everybody was sticking a thing up their ass. No, it was not a wrestling event.
I feel like wrestling does get a little bit like homoerotic, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
right?
It is kind of.
You're literally
is.
Like, isn't the first
guys
dance,
are in tights and shit?
Isn't the first dance? Hold on, Jordy, stand up.
Jordy, you get to touch a porn star now, bro.
Like this, the first dance?
Yeah, get in the middle. Get in the middle so we can see. What's the first dance?
The first dance, this is what it's like. They usually
Here,
do this.
Use me. Oh, that's
that,
the
There's
one.
Nothing. There's no...
No,
there's... Oh, no, when you're on the ground, yes.
When you're on the ground,
yeah.
it does get a little... The
there's
guy is like this.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the camera can see. I wrestled in the high school. It does look a little gay when they do the top and bottom. They literally call it top and bottom. But it is... That is like the very... That's the joke that wrestling's gay. But then when you're doing it.
I didn't say gay because I really love gay men, so don't ever quote me to say that. But what I will say is a little homoerotic. There's a little like male on male fantasy going on there.
It's not when you if you do wrestling, if have you done wrestling?
No.
Okay, if you do wrestling, have you done you look like you look like you do jujitsu?
I don't. But I'm not gonna lie, dude. I would have tried wrestling, but I really don't like being that close to a dick. You know.
Well, once you do it,
and I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being
serious.
Once
you do it, you understand it's like there's nothing there. There it's
yeah,
because
you're wrestling guys with small dicks, bro. I'm in Detroit.
No, you're
it's a different story.
No. Detroit. I feel like no. Michigan's a big wrestling state.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. There's a lot of big dicks up there too, man.
Yeah. So when you're wrestling, it's very difficult, very intensive sport. It's you're basically fighting. You're fighting somebody, and it's like
you're fighting not to get his dick on your face.
You're fighting. It's well, here's the thing, because it's like
that fucking dick on my face.
You're fighting. It's you're basically when you're at a competition, at a wrestling competition, or not a competition, a tournament. You're basically a whole school is watching you versus somebody else your age, and it's like. You're basically seeing who would win in a fight. So you're not thinking about that. You are so fucking nervous. You're just trying to win. It's not homoerotic. It's funny to talk about how with homoerotic it can look for sure.
Don't put so close.
Here's the thing.
I'm just saying just because you didn't sexualize it didn't mean that other men were not sexualizing it there with you.
Yeah, bro.
To be fair, the other day I met a guy at an open mic who is a wrestler. And he also talks about how he's had sex with men.
Sorry.
Talks about how he's had sex with men. And I was like, are you gay? He was like, I'm not gay. I've had sex with men a few times. I'm not gay, though.
I get that. I say that all the time because I've had sex with so many women, but I'm not gay. It's
different ways. Do you like having sex with women?
Yeah, sometimes. Like, depending on the
last
woman.
Time I talked to you a while ago, you said, like, you're not into women, but you do perform, that you perform on women, but like...
I think the female body is gorgeous, so I can go, oh my God, she's so hot. I don't truly love licking vagina, and it's hard for me to get off knowing a woman is licking my vagina, but like, I had Kaylee Gunner on this couch like 4 days ago, and we were using a vibrator together, and we both came with the vibrator like we're using the same vibrator to come, and it was super hot, and I was like really turned on by it. And at the end, both of us did the I really came. She was like, me too. I was like, I really did.
And
like,
you guys
that
weren't
was
filming
it.
A scene. You guys were just hanging.
We were filming a scene.
Oh, you were filming a scene.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
You were filming it right here.
Yeah, right there.
Can we sniff the? Yeah. We should have done it there, bro. Yeah. What the fuck? What does that cow smell like? Yeah. Bro, one of the cats are always there, bro. Fucking.
Pussy loves pussy.
Yeah, bro.
Has this kitchen ever?
Oh yeah. Every room in this house has been filmed of sex.
Wow. Do they pay
Except
you extra to film
my
here?
My closet. I haven't fucked in there.
Do they pay you extra to film here?
No, but my landlord knows. He knows what goes on.
Oh.
Yeah. He.
No, but what I'm saying is, does the porn, the guy who's shooting the porn, if they're going to choose this location, do they pay you extra for the location?
I don't let studios shoot here. Just my own stuff.
Oh, it's only for your own
stuff.
Okay.
But they would. If I let a studio, they would have to pay for the location. But I don't really want other people having sex when I'm not here in it because I just don't trust other people's like cleaning.
Sure.
And like, I don't know if you got come on my couch, if you'd even like actually try and clean it. Do you know what I'm saying?
I just can't
trust it.
Have you ever like had a porn star just like, hey, let's just fuck to fuck or no?
But usually if you're going to be with another porn person, you just turn on a camera. Well, honestly, even if you just post it up in the corner or like, it's so easy to just throw your phone on one of these and just press play and we can make thousands of dollars. So why wouldn't you hit play?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Fuck, I want to be a porn star, man. I do and I don't. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I honestly, like, everyone I was like, what's your biggest regret about doing porn? I'm like, that I didn't do it sooner, that I didn't start in my 20s, honestly.
Yeah.
And my only regret is I didn't save. I mean, I save money, but I've made so much that I just have blown, you know? Wow, like, I wish I would have saved a lot more.
We did talk about this before in person, yeah.
Yeah, but, and I wish I would have started younger. That's my only regret. Like, because now
because
everyone,
of the money?
Yeah, but now everyone in my life has also kind of, like, succumbed to it. Like, so I've been in for 8 years. So it's not anything new, and everyone in my life sees that my life is a success, that I'm not, like, some lost cause, you know?
Sure.
So now it's just, like, I wish I would have done it sooner. I just wish I would have been living this lifestyle so much earlier. My life is so I mean, even today when I like landed back in LAX, I was like, God, I love my fucking life. Like,
yeah,
it's so nice. Like,
that's
it's so nice to never have to like worry about things. My schedule is my schedule, you know? Like,
you're making money.
Yeah.
You're enjoying life.
Every fucking second. It's awesome.
You know, your family doesn't hate you.
No, not at all.
Which is great. That's another thing that I like when I talk to you is like, your dad's cool. Your mom is kind of like, but she's still in your life.
Yeah. People are like, what do your parents say? I'm like, you know what they say? Thank you. Because I buy them first class flights. I buy them trips. I bought my dad a car. I put the down payment on my mom's house. Like, They say thank you.
Did your dad have any reservations at first ever?
So my dad was probably my biggest like support system because I told my dad first because I'm really, really close to my dad.
That's great.
And
so you don't have to have daddy issues to be a porn star.
No, I have a great dad. But I was nervous to tell my brother because I have an older brother. He's 3 years older than me. And yeah. I was nervous of how he was going to handle it. And my dad was like, fuck it. He was like, I'll tell him. He was like, he can't say anything to me. What's he going to say to me?
Yeah.
Like my dad's like basically just like manned up and was like, here's the deal. Your sister does porn and we're going to support it. You know, like, I don't know what their conversation was.
Your dad is amazing.
Yeah. But when my brother came over to me, my brother had tears in his eyes and he was like, I will love you no matter what you do. And I was like, yeah. Like that's just my family though. Like,
that's
like have
great.
My back, you know, like,
you're so lucky.
110%.
You're so fucking lucky.
I know that. Yeah.
You know how hard it would be like for most people and their families?
And my dad will say, he goes, as my daughter, I wish you didn't. And he was like, but I understand why you do it. He's like, I know you're happy. I know you're healthy. And he was like, that's all I care about.
That's
you know?
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like I said, my dad's come on my podcast, my sex education podcast. My dad's come on multiple times. Like my brother's done a question and answer live with my fans to like ask how my brother handles his sister being a porn star, but they're just supportive. Like that's all.
Shout out to Mr. Sage.
I love that you think my dad's name is Mr. Sage.
I know. It's so fucking hilarious. Yeah, you think porn is real. You really think porn is real, bro. Hey, I just wanted to say real quick, he's a good looking dude, right?
Oh yeah, you're killing it.
Why is he like now he doesn't hit on women? Hold on, shut up. He doesn't hit on women.
Clearly he doesn't need to.
Well, but I mean, imagine if he did.
Right? He'd be slaying the game.
He'd be slaying the game, right? Hold on a second. I just want to know, like, can you teach him how to hit on women?
Yeah, I feel like I can teach any man how to hit on women. Honestly, though, huge part of game, be funny. That is, I have slept with men just because I'm like, he's fucking hilarious.
Russell Peters.
Yes, right. Yes.
I heard you say that one time.
Yes, I've slept with Russell Peters. But I think I'm attracted to Indian men, though. So, but Russell's not a 10 on a look scale, but knowing him, he's fucking hilarious. And his comedy is a fucking turn on. Yeah. So.
Well, that's what I'm working on. I'm working on comedy. So that's all I need to
do. Be funny.
Be funny.
Yeah. No, it's super be confident. Confidence is so huge.
Do's and don'ts.
Okay. Definite do is confidence, eye contact, make them laugh, make them feel like they're the only person there. That's how any person wants to be treated. Honestly, that's not men, women, anything. That's how people want to be treated. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing I would say to not do is don't become a doormat to people. Don't be over giving yourself or
this is very good advice.
Yeah, because women or men, no one really wants somebody who they're like, I can treat this person however I want and they're just gonna be right there.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't want someone with no backbone.
Yes, 110%. And have your own shit going on. Nothing to me. Yeah. Now maybe it's different for me because I have a different outlook on life, but nothing to me is sexier than a person who is too busy to hang out with me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? If they have to fit me into a schedule, I'm like, oh, that's so hot. You want to just do like 2 p.m., you know? Like, let's do it.
Isn't that funny how that is, though?
Have other shit going on.
One of the things I remember telling a lot of my friends that would always like be like, oh, man, you know, get girls, get girls. I tell them, bro, lose yourself in something.
Yes. Be
fucking have something you really like doing and do that thing. And there's a comedian, I forgot her name, but she had this joke. Her name is Luis, I think it is. She goes, dick pics? I don't want a dick pic. That's not sexy. You know what is a sexy picture to me? I want to see a picture of a man sitting down working.
Yeah. Or like working with his hands is pretty hot too. Yeah, but yeah, working in general. Well, yeah.
You don't want somebody who's like all they can think about is you.
No, absolutely not. Nobody wants that. Then absolutely. It's like almost in like an annoyance. Like I prefer it when people do, this is, I'm probably giving the worst relationship advice. I'm a person who's been single for 14 years and I masturbate to the thought of money. So it's probably not good for me to give advice. I'm just saying I want somebody really busy. Like I just want, I don't know. I need you to barely have time for me, but still have some time. Yeah.
Just enough.
Yeah. I really think everything you said is everything though. I mean, I don't think that has anything to do with, I think you hit the nail on the head and I don't think it's coming through a filter of someone who masturbates to money. I think, but I think it's a true thing. I think, yes, definitely be funny.
Yeah.
Make the encounter fun. And light. Yeah. Don't put so much weight into it, right? And
confidence is so key, though.
And also treat it as it's a it could be a fleeting encounter because she might shoot you down. And then you know, I think there's something gracious about being the type of man to gracefully bow out of that instead of being. I've seen guys like this in Detroit when we were young. Fuck you, bitch. I didn't want you anyway. I'm like, what the fuck does that do? Have you seen guys do that?
Oh my God. Yeah. It's so you were just begging for my attention. Never. Then when you don't get it. Yeah. Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Ugly anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny when guys do that.
Nice, bro. I was talking to this fake guy.
Fake guy. Fake guy yelling.
Wait, I'm confused.
Nothing. Yeah, I just love your uncomfortableness right now. It's
my what? What about my eyes?
No, they weren't your eyes, he was saying. It was the eyes of the person who was fake yelling at the girl.
Okay. I was making a joke that was stupid.
And it was now it's passed so long, and then we tried to bring it back, and it was real rough.
Everything's going
to
be okay.
Speaking of
too long and having to bring it back. Another thing about hitting on women in public, when you see them, hit on them right away.
Yeah, I would say that.
If you want to talk to her, say hi to her right away. The worst is when you hover around her.
Yeah, don't hover. That's weird, too.
Right? And then you're like, you want to make the move, but you didn't make the move. Yeah. You ain't gonna make the move, and then you fucking whatever. Yeah. There's like the 30-second rule. If you could do it, if 30 seconds passes and you see her and you don't talk to her, time's up.
Yeah, I agree with that statement.
Then it gets creepy.
That's good because there are times where I'm like, oh, I should talk to her, and I feel her kind of wanting to talk to me, but I'm still taking way too long to do it, and I'm like making bullshit excuses to go across the room. Like one time it was after a show, and there was just a group of people, and there was like a girl in there I wanted to talk to, so I just went like, oh, excuse me, even though there is just so much clearance to go around them. And
that's usually a good indicator
that a girl likes you too. Proximity.
Yeah,
like if you see a girl like in a busy thing and then she somehow situates herself kind of closer to you, or if you notice her doing just what you did, she could easily have went to the bathroom that way, but instead she came around to walk by you to go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
that might be a good indicator. Another one is if you guys are in a group setting, is a little psychology. If you're in a group setting with someone and everyone's talking and having a good time, right, and something funny happens, and even if it doesn't come from you, but then when she laughs and looks at you.
Oh, interesting.
That's a psychology thing that you'll do that too. I agree with that statement. You won't even notice. You'll do it too. Pay attention. Yeah. Pay attention. You'll like a girl. You'll be in a group setting, and then when the laugh comes, you want to look at her to see if she's kind of enjoying the same thing.
Right.
And then this thing right here, the fucking hair. That's usually a fucking, sometimes a good indicator. When she starts playing with her hair, talking to you, starts
twirling. Sometimes that's just a tick of hers, I will say. Yeah.
I always take it as a sign, and I just fuck.
You're like, that's a sign for me. I'm in.
I just want to say one more thing, but what you were saying about like taking your time, sometimes you get in your head, bro. I'm like, everyone goes through that though. You know what I'm saying? There's some days I'm like on my game, and I see a girl and I want to talk to her, and I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna talk to her. Then there's days, man, where I'm that guy. I don't know why, but the thing is like, you know, I'm not stuck in that rut. You feel me? What I'm saying is it's okay to be like that, but it's like you got to like practice getting out of that rut, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We just got to get you out. That's all.
I don't.
You'll be 21 soon.
Yeah.
I do like that you go to comedy clubs, and it sounds like you're trying to meet comics and doing that, but also it's really hard to like have sex with comics. You're going to have to see these people all the time.
No, yeah. That's why I don't. I've met just.
I want to, though.
Yeah, I've broken relationships that, you know, I wish I still had.
No, yeah.
Like, because comics, you mean?
Yeah.
Also, there's there's a lot of, like, new female comics who, you know.
Sorry about that trash truck.
They're the first, like, a lot of new female comics who are new to comedy. They just, some of them, just their whole set is about some ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
And what's wrong with that?
You don't want to be that ex-boyfriend.
I think guys think they're going to make it into my set all the time. I'm like, you could be so lucky. My set is about me, bitch. It ain't about you. I've never realized until today that this fridge lights up when loud noises happen. Does anyone notice that?
I've been noticing.
Yeah. No, it normally lights up when you touch it to, like, see what's in the little fridge thing, but I didn't know the loud noise, I think.
Maybe the vibration from the loud noise makes it think. I don't know.
Maybe. It's interesting.
It's crazy.
I want to talk about you wanting to be
like a ghost.
I want to talk about why you want to be murdered.
Oh, okay. Well, no, me for sure. Me for sure. I definitely want to be murdered.
She wants to be murdered, bro.
It's a whole fantasy thing.
You got the murder face coming. He's got the Dexter look.
Yeah, it's a fantasy. It's a fantasy in a few ways, because one, my mother always says I'm going to die alone. And if I can get someone to rape and murder me at the end, I won't die completely alone, you know? And
that is so insane. Yeah. I know you're joking. Yeah.
I mean, I normally sleep alone, so this would be the only way that, like, I'm getting laid and I'm, like, dying with a man there next to me.
That's hilarious.
But also because I don't have children and I want, like, a lasting legacy. I want people to remember, like, who I was, you know, that's a little narcissist in all of us. But I will never have children, so I will have no legacy that way. So I'm like, I want, like, an E! True Hollywood Story or a Forensic Files, to where, like, it just, like, kind of lives in infamy. It's the same reason I keep my apartment really OCD clean.
It is very nice.
Thank you. But what I like about it is sometimes when you see these Forensic Files, you'll see, like, they'll be like, her daughter walked in and knew something was wrong because the vacuum was out of the closet. And I'm like, yes, that's my house. If anything is moved, I got murdered. I'm kidnapped. I'm gone. Like, if anything is out of place, like, you know, this is it.
That's hilarious.
And I want them to, like, when the cameras come in and, like, they, like, are showing the apartment and, like, what's been disturbed, and, like, everyone's going to look and go, oh, her place was really nice. She kept a really clean house.
You're so fucking stupid.
All of these things are why I want to be murdered. Yeah.
Come on. Is that really why you want
to
be murdered?
All of those things are a compilation. 110%.
That's real things?
It's real things. Yeah. Real things. And I tell people I want to be murdered all the time. I say it on, like, every stage, and people are always like, you shouldn't say that. I'm like, but I do want to be murdered. Like, here's the thing. Like, I'm just waiting for one person to lose their shit and hear this. Like, it's all gonna come true. And then when they do the E! True Hollywood Story,
I can give you guys, you should date, and then I'm pretty sure you'll drive them crazy. You know, you should date one of the friends that I know, like these Arab guys, you know what I mean, these really aggressive
Arab
guys.
I know that type.
No, hold on. And then you date him for about, like, a good 6 months, right? And then I send him that porn of you sucking all those dicks, and then it's good.
I'm a fucking killer.
You never told me it was a porn.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No. That is a.
And then you'll finally come
thing.
For the first time in your life while you die.
So hard.
And then as you die, you go up to heaven. You're like, guys, I really can't.
That was real.
That was real.
That was real. I love that you think I'm going to heaven. That's so sweet.
Oh, you're going to heaven. You're going to heaven. You're doing a service for the whole of humanity.
I am a service, yeah.
I don't believe in heaven or hell.
Well, you think it's a disservice.
What
no,
is?
Actually, no. Not she's not guilty of being that, because you don't like porn. You think porn's a bad thing?
I didn't say I don't like porn.
What do you mean? Okay,
I don't
you say,
like how fucking people who can be addicted to porn and how it could transform a man from not hitting on a woman when he should be. Bro.
The importance that you find this issue at is crazy.
Because honestly, I'm afraid that it's going to be changing a whole generation of men. You know, I'm afraid that a lot of men are going to be falling into this, well, I'll just lean on porn. Instead of actually going out there and fucking,
but people are still getting
mistakes,
but most people are still getting into relationships, and I think when people are still getting into relationships probably at the same rate, right?
Well,
and they get in relationships, they have sex.
Can I tell you something?
Casual sex isn't that important.
It's not about the casual sex. 20s.
I mean, yeah.
It's not about the casual sex, buddy. I'm not trying to get you to
be energy.
A casual sex type of guy. You can be that guy if you want. You don't have to be. But my point is that I just don't think you should constantly be using porn as a crutch, bro. And I think that, you know, you're every time I bring that up,
as a crutch.
Yeah, you're leaning on it too much. That's all I'm saying. I think you can have a healthy relationship with porn. I still, after I did my reset, I still jerk off to porn every once in a while, but you know, I don't do it like multiple times a day or every fucking day. If anything, I try to like build up that energy so that I do want to talk to that girl at Ralph's, you know, or whatever. You feel what I'm saying, man?
Yeah.
So like, I still use it. It's a tool now, but I'm just saying that some people like yourself and like how I used to be, it was a crutch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, but she is doing a service. The fuck, bro?
No, I thought, okay, no, never mind.
I don't believe in that heaven or hell shit. Do you believe in it, Sylvia?
I definitely do not believe in heaven and hell. But I do think that reincarnation is a thing, and I think that we get to come back as different things, or we've already been different things. I think our souls just like keep on going.
That might be true.
Because I feel like sometimes you've met people before, or like sometimes like people feel like a special connection to like their animals or whatever, and you're like, oh, is that like somebody I've met before? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely just there, I feel like sometimes. I don't know. That's in my head what happens. And I feel like however good you are in this life determines what you get to be next time.
So you believe in like reincarnation in terms of like,
yeah,
if you're good here,
you get better next time. And see, like, I was awesome in my last life because I got this body this time. So like, I was a really good, I was like Mother Teresa last time. And you're like, you can have whatever you want. And I was like, hot girl, I'll take hot girl.
Yeah, hot girl, thank you. Porn star, can't come, let's go. Wanna be murdered.
And I feel like if you're a shitty person, then you come back like a paraplegic, you know?
Sylvia, I think you really need to stop telling people that you want to be murdered, man, for real.
I'm just saying, we have to make things happen.
You're
for
fucking
ourselves.
Awesome. You know what I mean? You're awesome. And we don't want you murdered.
Thank you.
But if you did get murdered, at least I can go to your funeral knowing
it's what she wanted.
She's happy.
Yeah. Man. And you live
she's
in
a better place. It's like really,
it's like my buddy who died on the 101. He had a motorcycle for 3 months, and all of us were like, man, please don't, you're going to kill yourself on this thing. And he'd go, I know. And like excited, he's like, I know, I'm going to die on this thing. And then he died on that fucking thing. But he knew it. And I feel like he was fine with it. Do you know what I'm saying?
I guess
like,
if you want to die, man, you should just die.
Yeah.
And people should just let you.
Yeah, but it's fucking illegal to commit suicide. Isn't that bullshit?
It's illegal to commit suicide?
Yes, it is.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
Once you successfully kill yourself, what do you care about legalities?
But
you're
if
dead.
You don't successfully kill yourself, which I have done, I have attempted suicide and not succeeded, but I drank bleach, so I called 911 because it like burned you from the inside out and it's really painful. So I kind of got terrified after I did it and I called 911.
Oh, no.
And by the time they got there, I was already like out, you know, like passed out. So they like broke down my door and like revived me or whatever, but I got locked up after that. Like I woke up
here in California.
No, this is in Missouri. But I woke up from my like suicide attempt in a straitjacket in a padded room, and then I was like, I was committed to a insane asylum. Well,
that's Montana
weeks.
Shit. That's that fucking.
It's illegal. It's illegal to commit suicide.
It's a red state attempt though, right? Suicide. It's a red state, right?
Yeah, I think it is, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if it's like that here. I think it'd be...
Well, assisted suicide is legal here now.
It's legal?
Yeah, assisted.
It should
be. But even on assisted suicide, you have to have like a terminal illness or something that is going to make the quality of your life change.
Yeah.
You can't just go and be like, I'm depressed.
I want to die.
Assisted suicide. They won't do that.
Yeah. So stupid.
I know. Because honestly, we're overpopulated. Like,
have you tried ketamine?
Let's go.
Have you tried ketamine?
I did ketamine one time and it was really, I didn't get a whole lot. It's kind of like a whippet thing to me.
Did you do it at a clinic?
So short lived. No.
Oh, you just did it.
Yeah.
Because there are those clinics and I've never done them yet.
Oh.
I wanted to see what it's like.
Oh, I didn't know there was a clinic. No.
Yeah, there's a clinic you can go and pay and it's legal. And they set you down and then they have somebody watch you and you blast off and go to another dimension.
Oh, see, I didn't do it like that. I don't think I did a lot. I was like the first time I ever did it and it was a very little amount. And I just kind of felt like it was kind of like pointless. I don't know. I'm more of a marijuana user myself.
I love marijuana.
Yeah, it's
I'm
my
fucking
fave.
High right now still.
It's my
man.
Fave.
The shit, do your cats like marijuana? Do they sniff the air when you smoke?
No, they could take it or leave it. They don't really give a shit. In fact, kind of, they get annoyed by me smoking so much weed.
My cat walks up into the room and says, sniffing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they get annoyed when they don't get my attention. Like, they knock my phone out of my hands. If they think I'm on, like, been on TikTok
That's
for
so
too long,
fucking
they're
cute.
Like, put it down.
That's so cute. Yeah. I fucking love cats, man. Yeah. I love cats, but I just think that, like, a guy who looks like me and has a cat, it short circuits most women. They
no
don't
way.
Understand.
I don't think that at all.
There are some women that disrespect. They're like, oh, you have a cat.
What?
Because I don't look like I have a cat. I look like I fucking kick them.
Yeah, you know? Don't look like you have a cat. But I like that you do have a cat. That shows cats. That you have a little bit of a softer side. Nice.
I mean, who doesn't like cute animals, man?
There are people who don't like
I know,
animals.
I know. I know.
And I don't understand
that. I don't understand. Listen, I understand when people are like, I don't understand when people are like, I don't like cats. It's like,
why?
Maybe you don't like a cat for yourself.
Right.
But they're cute.
Right. You don't like this cute fucking furry thing right here?
Cute,
like,
I like dogs too. I just can't have one.
See, I love dogs, but I don't want to own one because
it's hard.
They walk around outside and they bring all that like dirty stuff like back into your house and they jump into your bed. They get onto your stuff. Like, yeah, my cats use a litter box, but they're like tromping in like
your place is clean,
piss.
Man.
Thank you.
You clean it yourself or do you hire someone?
I used to have a cleaning service, but they didn't do good enough. So I do it myself.
I got a guy now. I fucking have. I'm automating everything, dude. If I can't have a wife, I'll just hire a guy to act like he's my wife.
Yeah, I had cleaners come in
because I'm
a
Arab.
Week.
Okay,
it just wasn't enough.
The only good thing a woman is for is the kitchen and the bedroom, bro. I'm joking.
You said it.
I knew he. I can laugh only because I know this man. So
can
I don't
you,
think.
Can you try to convince him in any way that you can? To
I don't know what I don't.
Convincing
I get
of
an
what?
Impression from you.
Did you what?
I get an impression from you that you find it this so important. There's a whole
do.
Porn thing, and it's not
man.
That I think my situation. You find it more of a disservice than it really is. What I do.
You're not good at this, bro. You're not good at stating your case.
I'm not.
You're trying to improv.
He's going to go, I'm 20.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're improv, yes.
I'm 20 and I go to a community college.
You know when I met him.
I was addicted to meth at 20, so you're doing great.
Hey, when I met him. When I met him at the open mic, and it blew me away, like how he was thinking. Listen,
That's
it blew me away.
Saying.
It blew me the fuck away. It blew me away so much, Sylvia, that I was like I'm finally meeting this kid that I've been reading about that might exist out there.
You see them everywhere.
Yeah, but I haven't met them like on this where you're like, oh man, yeah, porn. Listen, give the thing back to her. So. Fuck, I forgot the point I was gonna make, you piece of shit.
You met me. You finally met the people that you read about on Reddit.
Oh, and then you, normal person. You know what it did to me? It was really weird. So I, after meeting him, I don't know what it was. It just made me hit on more women that week.
Interesting.
It like I don't
like you were being alpha for him?
No, it was
he was so angry. At the thought that
I was disappointed, man. I was really disappointed. I was disappointed. I was disappointed that there's women out there that could really fucking be happy getting hit on by a guy like you, and you're not seeing the signals because you don't fucking have the framework.
Here's my signal.
You don't have the firmware.
You want to have sex with me? Just let me know.
Ladies, you heard it here first, okay?
You
want to
have sex with me?
You know where he is.
Just let me know. And here's the thing.
I just want to report.
Here's what guys are afraid that if they hit on a girl, they might come off as creepy and then it's going to, they're going to like talk about them.
Right.
Or if they have sex, they're going to do a bad job. And like that's scary to us that they're going to, if we do a bad job.
You're
going to
do
wanna...
a bad job.
So what I'm saying, if you're a female and you want to have sex with me, as if this would work. Just let me know, and if you do a bad job, I won't tell anybody. And if I don't like you and I turn you away, I won't make you feel embarrassed.
Bro, I bet you
so
blue walked up
so
to a girl.
So I just did what you wanted me
to
do. I just did it. I just did it because everyone is going to watch
with
this.
With the way you just did it right now, I bet you she'd find you so cute. And she would be like, we have to fuck you, man, because that was just adorable and so honest and vulnerable. And you really said, hey, if you're not good at sex, I'm not going to tell people. That's a good incentive.
Would that happen? If I did that, would that happen?
What happen?
I mean, she would definitely go, oh my God, you're adorable. Yeah. She would definitely say that. Now, it just depends on her day, really, if she's going to have sex with you. And maybe if you could convince her to go somewhere and like have a drink, you know?
Yeah, that's what you got to do first sometimes, bro.
Yeah.
Not often does a girl be like, hey, come on, my place right now.
Yeah, you know? It's usually buy her like some tequila.
You get her a drink. Yeah, so you get her to know you a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you got to come up with a reason for her to go back to your place. You can't be like, you want to come to my place and fuck? That's not cool.
Yeah, it's not.
Because then now.
Why?
Because.
You just do that.
Because, okay, Jordy just asked why. And I'm going to break it down. And Sylvia, you correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, go for it.
Most women have anti-slut defense system.
It's true.
Meaning most women don't want to declare in front of you, yes, I'm a slut.
This. Yeah.
Right? You have to get her into a position that's comfortable to do that. And then when you're done doing that, she needs to go, I've never done that before. That's how you successfully do it. The onus has to be on you and you have to know it.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, are you good at making drinks? See if she likes my drink. Like, oh, I make the best so-and-so drink. You want to try it? And then if she's really into you that night, she'll be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Now when you guys have sex, it wasn't, hey, bitch, you're a slut.
Yeah. Even if she knows, like, let's go back to my house and have a drink means let's go back and fuck. She doesn't want you to say that because if you say that, she's going to go, ew, why would you think I'm just going to fuck you?
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Now you're, but the
because
thing is.
Because she still wants you to kind of work for it.
And not only work for it, she wants you to feel she doesn't want. Listen, if a girl comes out and straight up says, I want to fuck you, that's her way of saying, I'm a slut and I'm proud of it. Right. Even if a girl is a proud slut, a lot of the time she still won't do that. She wants to see if you can find a way to get her to that position.
Yeah.
You got to sort of like read it. She still wants to feel like a woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm 100%. Saying? The best is when you're done having sex and she goes, you're an asshole. I never have sex with a guy on the first night. And you're like.
Even though she did it two nights ago.
Yeah. Right. That's what you want, bro. And you know, so yeah.
Sounds good.
See, this guy has no reason to not hit on women, man. I'm telling you, dude. You're already vulnerable in everything that you do.
We just got to get him 21. He's got a few more days left, and then he can go and 21. Just annihilate. Because then he can be out drinking. Yeah,
I don't go out. Like, yeah. I'm at the Pasadena Comedy every night. Where yeah. There's...
All right, bro. So you turn 25 next year. Now, you know, on the 25th, you turn 21, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next year, bro, me and you are going to go to a bar, me and you.
Okay.
We're just going to go to a bar. And I know you don't want to record. I thought we were going to do it as a podcast. Well, we should mic ourselves.
No.
Yeah. I want to mic ourselves, bro.
You got to understand, dude.
You're a piece of shit.
No, you got to understand is that I've told you this last time.
I want to take you to a hitting on girls open mic.
I'll take you. I'll go hit on women with you.
I want you to see how often I get shot down and how I'm okay with it.
I'll go hit on women with you, but I won't record it.
Okay. The first time we'll just do it. I bet you any money you'll go home with a girl that night.
I'm not going to bet
money.
It sounds fun. It sounds nice to go out with the guys.
No, it's just going to be me and you, bro. If you go out with too many guys, it'll fuck it up, you know?
Oh, you're right.
You know?
Yeah.
I just think it's like...
Don't give her too many options.
What's that?
Don't give her too many options.
Don't give her too many options. That's true. Exactly. So, you down with that? I think we should hang out and, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even got to go to a bar, bro. You could live
where?
The best, bro. I'm telling you, man.
Where's the
bars,
best?
For me, are the worst place to
hang out. Oh, yeah. It's kind of true.
Airport bars, though. That is my favorite place to meet humans.
Oh, yeah?
Life in general.
Because...
Yeah. For one, because everyone is there. Usually they all have jobs, first off. You're not traveling if you don't have a job or some sort of income. And you get to find out like where they're from, where they're going. You find out usually what they do for work because it's like they're usually there for some sort of job. And they're usually interesting people. So like, I love meeting
people. But what do you do? Bars. So when you meet them at airport bars. And
that's how I met the Canadian guys. Okay. I met him at an airport bar.
But see, like, you can't like meet a guy at an airport bar. He's going to Vegas. You're going someplace else. And then you probably
never
see each other.
Well, yeah,
you
can though, because then you can be like, okay, well, I'm going to go here and I'm going to go here. And in a week we should meet here.
Yeah, that. Okay. I mean, that never really works for me because I always find that if I
I've met several men in airports.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But a lot of the times, if I ever meet a girl and then it's like, oh man, you know, maybe we'll connect again some other time. It really doesn't necessarily always happen.
Yeah, but I guess I'm just
it
a
will happen
girl.
Because you're
I'm
hot.
Like, I will
you're
go.
A smoke show,
I
though.
Will fly.
You're a fucking smoke show, though. Yeah. But I mean, a guy would be like, yeah, I got to see what's up with her.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try to come back and see her in 6 months. Yeah. Holy shit, she's fucking beautiful, right?
Yeah.
For
yeah.
a guy, that's a little different because yeah. girls are always getting guys thrown at them. So after a yeah. while, I'm somebody she forgets. She even forgets why she liked me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
But just, bro, I find the easiest for me is I'm day game. I meet a girl in the daytime.
Day game. Interesting. Okay. Yeah,
just in the middle of fucking, like after I left that open mic with you, man, I told the first girl I hit on, she was at a taco truck. I wasn't trying to get tacos. I was trying to get her taco. I hit
Did
on her.
Did you
right
get
there.
It?
Nah, she had a boyfriend, but then yeah. I got her to follow me on Instagram.
There you go.
You know, but I mean, listen. The point is, I look forward to getting shot down. That's how I had to trick myself into being okay with the rejection. So to me, yeah. I almost go in kind of like a Marine does to war. It's like, I'm going to do everything I can to not die in this war. But I know that my life expectancy is 3 seconds as soon as the first wow. bullet goes off. And I'm okay with that. You see what I'm saying? So then when I go in there, I'm like, she might be shooting me down, but I'm going to try to make this little moment fun.
I like
that. Does that make sense?
I like that.
Yeah. So yeah. at the end, the last girl I hit on was in San Diego, and we were at the gym. We were both walking out, and I hit on her, and I made her laugh, and I told her that she was cute, and she told me that she had a boyfriend. And I was like, oh, okay. And she literally said, thank you for that.
Yeah.
And I was like, for what? She goes, I wasn't really feeling like I looked good right now. So Aww. She's like, thank you for that. And I was like, yeah, sure thing. And that's a beautiful thing, bro. Even though I didn't get her number, you feel what I'm saying? And then at least I'm not in
you
my
head. You still made her day, though. So
yeah. And not only that, I got my reps in, bro. That was the open mic. You know what I'm saying? I did the little fucking yeah. open mic. I did the little open mic. So now every time I do that, the jitters get less. I get yeah. used to, I realize not every girl is going to find me attractive, you know, but then every so often you end up talking to a girl and you just get that signal like, whoa, this is getting really easy. Oh, fuck. I'm glad I talked to this girl.
You don't have to have that accent when you do it though, but you can.
What accent?
You went super like Middle Eastern right there.
I did?
Yeah, you totally did.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that shit. Yeah. Dude, I really want to fucking see you hit on women. Like 10 girls. Like we should go out and try to hit on 10 girls.
That's a lot, but yeah, you could do it. You know the best place to go hit on girls, I swear to
yes,
God.
Yes, please tell me.
The Abbey.
Oh yeah.
Because yes. there are so many gay hot bar. Women there gay and it's bar. A gay bar. And so gay the bar. Other guys there are all gay. If you're gay. A one straight dude
straight
and all
guy.
The fucking world.
And not only that, you're a straight guy. Cool with hanging around gay yeah. dudes. Very intriguing. Yeah. Especially if you look like me.
Yeah.
When I hang out at the Abbey, a lot of times gay guys will talk to me and then they'll just be like surprised. Oh, you're just here drinking? Yeah. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm just hanging out.
It's not insulting to not be gay at a bar, at a gay bar?
No, not at all.
Oh.
And you know what else
that
is good?
That sounds really nice.
You know
that sounds
what else
fun
is
to
good?
Go
you know
bar.
What else is good about being at a gay bar? Bro, free drinks, man.
Yes, that's true.
Free drinks? Why?
Bro, I'm considered a bear in the gay yeah. community. You know what I mean? Short, stocky, bearded fucking guy. It's a thing and whatever. A lot of the times, I'll be hanging out at a bar at, you know, with some friends or whatever. And the bartender would think I'm really yeah. fucking hot and drinks on me.
Yep.
It's like, I'm the hot girl. Oh, but shit.
Yeah. Yes. And you're amongst so many women who are straight. They're there because they.
Or bi.
Or bi. But usually they just enjoy being around gay men because it's fun. Gay men are a very fun atmosphere. Like
gay bars is a fun atmosphere because there's no pretentiousness.
No, none.
Well, you can find some, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah. But for the most part,
everybody's there to have a good fucking time.
Oh my God. Especially at the Abbey. It's really hard to be like serious when me and you are having a conversation and right at the bar is a dancer with his fucking half his junk out and fucking shaking in front of us and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, how are you pretentious?
Yeah. Drag queens like floating around. It's fun.
It's great,
it's
dude.
It's so good.
Gay bars is where it's at. And then you feel good because you realize, oh man, I'm attractive because gay guys will fucking hit on you, man. You know? And you'll learn, dude, you will learn so much on how to hit on a woman by getting hit on by gay men.
Yeah, that's true also.
You will learn all the ways not to do it. You'll learn all the ways to do it.
I was at the Abbey once and I literally passed a man and I like, we made the, like the, you're hot eye contact. And then literally like, he just grabbed my arm and he was like, I want to kiss you. And I was like, yeah. And I just made out with him because he was the only dude who wanted to make out with me at that point. And he was hot. And I was like, yeah, I'm in. I don't know if he's gay or straight or what, but he wanted to make out with me. And that was it.
And you guys didn't even do anything else but make out?
Yeah. I didn't see the guy ever again.
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
That does not sound nice.
Randomly making out with hot guy at bar. That's fun.
Yeah, I just want to make out with a girl.
I mean, no. I don't want to just make out with a girl, bro. If I'm making out with her, I want to I want to go all the way.
I want to skip all the bases.
I want to, yes, exactly, bro. You know?
Playing some baseball out here.
You know what's funny is like he didn't grow up hitting on women. I remember we were talking, like you said, you guys you grew up with.
Well, because you were overweight, so you were insecure, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, even your friends weren't.
You know, you told me your friends weren't even like out, like you didn't have a culture of
guys going out to meet women. Like, you know, I know that when I was like your age or even younger, they'd be like, we get off fucking school, like, come on, let's get in the fucking car, let's fucking pick up some chicks, man. Let's
not much of that. We've like a couple times, but mostly we just want to do other shit,
like jerk off the porn. See, this is the point that I'm fucking saying. No. That's what it is. I'm telling
we
you.
We want to play video games with each other. A lot of cool guy things.
That's what I'm saying. My saying is that your generation's got so many things that make things really easy for you. Whereas for me, if I wanted to have any chance of a girl touching my dick, I had to go up and get shot down in front of her friends, walk up to a car, be like, hey, I think you're cute. And then they all laugh at me. And, you know, it's just like, you got to go through that shit, you know?
Yeah, probably.
Ugh, I'm so mad at you, bro. I'm like really fucking disappointed.
I think I could probably do better at hitting on women. Yeah. I mean, that sounds good.
Yeah, great eyebrows.
Oh, thank you. I thought they were fucked up. Like, there's a little bit.
No, that's the best part about them.
Do you think you're ugly?
I think I'm a little out of shape right now. And that's a thing I'm kind of...
Everyone thinks about themselves all the time.
Yeah.
I think about myself right now.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That's how she looks like that, bro. Yeah. That's how she looks like that. Yeah. Whenever you, the day you look in the mirror and you're like, that looks good, you're doomed. Yeah. You're fucking doomed. Yeah. But I mean, you know, but I mean, like, are you confident in your looks? Do you think like girls want you?
I mean, sometimes I'll see a girl who I think I'm like, yeah, I could probably hook up with her. She'd probably hook up with me. But
you don't execute.
One time there was a girl who like was talking to me after a show and then I talked a little bit and then I went to the bathroom, but then I should have kept talking to her. I should have gotten her number, but I didn't.
Yeah. That's a lesson, bro. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with
that.
What I'm saying is, like, it's good to have, you know that, you know?
There used to be a whole section in newspapers. You're too young to know newspapers, but they used to deliver newspapers every morning.
The encounters.
Yeah, missed encounters. Missed encounters. Yes.
They have a
mom. I have a mom.
They have a Craigslist for missed encounters.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And you would see, like, to the guy, like, I passed on Subway, you know, 69 or whatever, you know? It's true.
Yeah, but I think that's like a very good example of like, you know,
You can't let things pass you by.
But I mean, there's been things that happened, man. I saw this girl the other day. Jesus Christ, man. It probably would have went nowhere, bro. But I was in my car running late and I was making a left turn and she crossed in front of me and she was so fucking beautiful, bro. She's so beautiful. I'm going to break the fucking thing. She was so fucking gorgeous. You don't even understand. And I'm like, killing myself that I was running late, and I'm killing myself that I just didn't fucking hold traffic. Like, stop. I'm making a right. I should have drove on the fucking sidewalk and I've been like, hey, I'm running late, give me your number.
I agree with you.
I get so mad, bro.
It's nice
That's
to have
what I
that
want for you.
It's nice to have that. I know what you're talking about.
She could have been my wife.
So yeah, I should probably watch less porn.
Probably. I'm telling you, dude, I really do think, man, that's what I want for you, bro. I want this because to me, I'm mad that there's going to be a new. Listen,
I agree that it would be better. My life would be better if I watched less porn, jerked off a little less.
Yeah.
And hit on more women. I just think it's funny how intense you get over it.
Because I enjoy women and it's fucking great. It's fucking great. And if you can like learn how to enjoy women without being creepy, making them feel good, being respectful, enjoying their company and shit, bro. It's a whole new fucking level, man. And I just think that jerking off to fucking like pixels on a screen is just, it's sad, especially how young you are. You're fucking good looking, dude. You're going to look back on pictures from you 10 years from now, and you're going to be so mad you didn't fucking take chances like you should have.
Yeah, yes.
All right,
bro. No, I agree.
We've been at this for almost 2 hours. You should probably wrap it up. This was educational.
Yeah.
I thought this was a fun.
I feel like this is going to open your mind a little bit and broaden your horizons and show you what you can do, what you're capable of.
And I hope so, man. That's the reason why I like when I see you. It's not that I'm mad about the sex thing. It's bro, it's the other things that that will extrapolate in your life
out
when
of that.
Take the chance to like go out and meet women. And
when you start taking chances in general in life, life gets way better. I'll just say that.
And then it rewires your brain to take more chances. Yeah. Bro. Like, nothing feels better to me than knowing that I'm going to walk up to a girl, knowing that I'm okay with the fact that she might shoot me down. That's a very comfortable thing, and it makes the engagement comfortable.
I'm so sorry you guys have to go through that. That's so awful.
I know, right? Yeah. We don't have the luxury of just getting blasted by 8 dicks a day.
That's on a Tuesday, not every day. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, before we go, Sylvia, how can everybody find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at the Sylvia Sage, SilviaSaige, or you can find me on YouTube, Sexy Funny Raw, or you can find me on OnlyFans, Sylvia Sage.
Sylvia is the best. She also does comedy. Got any shows coming up, you know?
I have 2 shows coming up later this month, one for a charity event for these exotic animals. It's really cool, actually. Okay. They house like monkeys and wolves and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
Yeah, it's like a charity to like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're like trying to get money back to this foundation. So that's on the 21st.
That's nice.
Yeah. And then I have another one coming up, unless I look at my calendar. I don't really know.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, guys, if she's doing comedy, you guys definitely should see her. She's fucking hilarious.
Thank you.
And her set will just open up the world of porn to you, man. I remember the first time I saw you. I remember I walked up to you and I'm like, was that stuff real? And you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck, man? Yeah.
I think what blows people away about my set is everything I say is true.
Yes.
Because when I come off stage, everyone's like, that's not real, right? Yes. And I'm like, no, everything I said.
Yes. The first time I saw you, I had to walk, I'm like, oh, is that all that stuff real? Yeah. You're like, yeah. I'm like, well, fuck porn shit, man.
Even my own uncle, like after he saw me do comedy, he was like, does she really do porn? And my whole family's like, yes. Like, do you think she's been lying about that? Like, but my whole family knew, and like for whatever reason he just like thought it was like a part of my comedy act, and I'm like, no.
It'd be great if your dad like just opened up your porn. I'm like, look.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite videos.
Oh god. That does not happen. That does not happen.
Jordy, where can everybody find you?
Instagram Jordy_Stroud, Jordy with a Y _STROUD. This Saturday, I'm doing a 10 p.m. show. I'm hosting at the Pasadena Comedy.
At the Ice House?
No.
Not the Ice House. The Pasadena Comedy. It's like,
I don't know about that club.
It's an independent club.
It's a small club.
It's open up independent clubs.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Cool.
This Saturday, 10 p.m., I'm hosting that show. Other than that, my Instagram, yeah.
Oh, you're so brave to host. I
and,
won't do
it. All you ladies out there that are like listening to this and are one of those new generation of women that have to go out of their way to hit on men because these cucks won't do it themselves, please reach out to Jordy. Tell him you want to see his dick.
To all the women listening.
In that really big pee hole.
Yeah, and Sylvia can
huge
vouch.
Huge amount of women listening.
Sylvia can vouch for like his piss is very strong.
I have a strong piss stream.
You know what I mean? So let's try to find out what other things about Jordy are strong. And then next year, hopefully we can go out when he's 21 and I can show him what it feels like to fail at hitting on women.
Asking a camera to fuck me. So weird.
I do it all.
Yeah, she makes money off of
it. Yeah, but people, fuck you. That's the thing. Anyone will fuck you. And anybody.
Dude, you don't realize you had sex with women without hitting on them. That says a lot, bro.
It's not as
you already have it a lot easier.
Yeah, you're a step ahead.
You're a step ahead, bro. Don't be the hot guy that has no fucking skills, bro. Don't be that guy is what I'm saying, bro. Be the hot guy with ugly guy skills.
What if I'm going for like the mysterious thing?
Damn, this guy's not learning anything, bro. All right, guys, thank you for watching. All you guys that are watching, follow us, follow me, Mike from Detroit. And now I got my own website for this podcast, publicyemeni.com. It'll take you to Mike from Detroit, but you know, anyways. Guys, I love you. Thanks for tuning in. Till next week, I'll see you.
Public Yemeni number one.